The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here. Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your true value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desiree Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Great cars, better selection. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, live from Kenyon Arena on the campus of Middlebury College. This is Middlebury Panthers Hockey. And this evening, Hockey Night in the Champlain Valley brings us the Middlebury Panthers, coming in with a record of 4 wins, 3 losses, and 3 ties, going up against the Wesleyan Cardinals, who come in with a record of 0 wins, 6 losses, and 4 ties, but a very deceptive record at that. This is the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show, sponsored by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Washington Street in Middlebury. Good evening, Brent Luthner here at Kenyon, and the two teams warming up on the ice now. As we said a moment ago, Middlebury comes in a 4-3-3 mark, having split the weekend last weekend, beating SUNY Canton by a 6-3 mark before losing the championship game 2-1 to Newman College from Philadelphia way. And so now we come in, back into NESCAC play, where the Panthers are undefeated, the lone undefeated team in the NESCAC, at 3 wins, no losses, and 3 ties. The Cardinals from Wesleyan come in with an NESCAC record of 0-1-3. And it's remarkable because the Cardinals, despite having no wins on the season, have had 8 of their 10 games either be one-goal margins or ties, with the 4 ties, of course, and 4 one-goal defeats. So it's definitely a competitive Wesleyan team. The one problem they've had is scoring goals. Coming into this, Wesleyan only has scored 18 goals in their 10 games. That's a 1.8 goals per game average. Definitely something that's creating the bugaboo for the Cardinals. Middlebury, on the other hand, continuing their high pressure. They've now got 29 goals on the campaign, a 2.9 average for them. They've been doing a good job putting some pucks in the net ahead of last year's pace, and look to continue it here this afternoon against the Cardinals. It'll be an interesting go, one that will have the captain for Middlebury back in the lineup. The captain, of course, being Evan Newgold. He missed the last game, a lower body injury, but all tests came back in the clear from any injury. He was full attendee in practice, full participation, and Coach Sinclair is satisfied. He'll give a go tonight. He'll be centering a line between Camille Kachuk, number 38, and Vinny Gesanti, number 18. They won't get the start tonight. We'll get into starting lineups in just a moment, as well as get a coach's interview, and just look ahead to everything that's going to be going on in a busy night in the NESCAC as well, as we lead up to the Middlebury Panthers and Wesleyan Cardinals here live from Kenyon Arena. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts, like a little bit of this and some of this, and maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, 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 that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
The old New Year's resolution. A chance to step back, reset, and make a conscious decision about living a better life. You know, being a better version of yourself. Trying new things. Making a change. Hello, everybody. It's Alan Buzz Busby from Poulin Auto Sales and Service. And 2015 was the year of change for us. And it's been an amazing experience. We've just finished one of the best months ever. So our New Year's resolution for 2016, well, is to continue to expand, make good, honest deals, and really focus on changing the way you feel about buying a car. Like I've said before, it's a simple process, and we're really good at it. So if your New Year's resolution includes a new-to-you car or truck, head to PoulinAutoSales.com. Check out our inventory and give us a call. I personally look forward to working with you. Poulin Auto Sales and Service, Eastbury Road in Barrie, and on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Changing the way you feel about buying a car.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, teams have just finished up their warm-ups and stepping off the ice as we get set here for the Middlebury Panthers and Wesleyan Cardinals live here from Middlebury, Vermont on what is a warmer evening than what we've had in, or of course, this week. Chilly temperatures, but both teams in the nice climate-controlled conditions here at Kenyon Arena. Earlier this evening, I caught up with head coach Neil Sinclair, coming off the team's 1-1 split during the Middlebury Holiday Classic, and wanted to get his thoughts on how the team played last weekend, and of course, look ahead to tonight's game against Wesleyan.
Coach, last weekend split the games, but still the team looked like they played very well out there, especially in the championship game, despite the loss. Overall, what were your impressions about how the weekend went?
Well, I think for us coming back off of exams and the holiday break, I thought Canton game was a good first game back, and I thought we played really well against Newman. I thought Newman's a really strong team, and I think the game could have gone either way and maybe bear down a little bit more on the chances, but I thought we played really well.
Now, one luxury you have is both goaltenders are playing very well, both with a .933 save percentage. Does it make it easy as a head coach when you have two goaltenders playing as well as they have been thus far?
Well, I think one of the things for us has been just competition up and down the lineup, and the guys have been pushing each other. They've been terrific. They come to the rink every day ready to work hard, and Liam, Kleiner, and Hank are the other goalie. They're no different, and they do all the little things that they need to do to get themselves ready and to help each other get better. And so that's been exciting and fun to watch.
Your team, the entire season, has been at the very bottom in terms of penalty minutes, least penalized team in all of NCAA Division III. On the other end, you've also enjoyed the fewest power plays on the season thus far by a wide margin. Is that something that it's almost like an aberration, or is this just the new style of Middlebury Panther hockey?
I think we're playing really hard. I think we play a clean, hard game, and we don't commit many infractions, and we respect the opponent, but we know everybody knows that we're going to play fast and play hard. And so, I mean, our hope is that we always are one of the least penalized teams in our league and in the NCAA, and then how it sorts out on the ice, that's up to the officials.
Coming into this game, this weekend, Wesleyan Trinity, it's another tough league weekend. Wesleyan, even though they don't have a win on the season, a lot of their losses with the one goal games or ties. What message do you put across to the players to not take this game lightly, despite the record?
I mean, the first half is to position yourself so that when you go into the second half, you're in a good place and you've done the work that you need, and now it's about finishing it off. And I think for Wesleyan, they're a very well-coached team with Coach Potter. They've always been a really tough game, and this will be no different. And it shows in their scores. They've been in every game, and you can't take anybody lightly in Division III ice hockey.
Thanks a lot. Good luck tonight.
Thank you.
That was some thoughts from Coach Sinclair leading up to this game. And it's interesting, when you look deeper into the statistics of everything, for Middlebury, they have 33 combined special teams. That's power plays and penalty kills. To give you a perspective of how far away that is the fewest in all of Division III hockey, Connecticut College has the second lowest combined special teams in Division III, and they're at 62. So it's just been, these games have been penalty limited games all throughout the season, and it is a tribute to how Middlebury plays. They play a fast, hard-working style, but the speed going up and down, the excitement, you saw it against last weekend against Newman on Sunday. It's a very high tempo style, but with both teams playing hard and playing clean, you're going to get these games where there's very few penalties, very few power play opportunities. Coming in on the season, Middlebury has only had 13 power play chances all season long. That's in 10 games. So very few power play opportunities. But of course, as was mentioned, very few power play opportunities against. In fact, only 20 shorthanded situations for the Middlebury Panthers coming into this evening's game against Wesleyan. It should be an interesting one here this afternoon. NESCAC rivals Middlebury and Wesleyan. When we come back, starting lineups and a look around the NESCAC to see who else is playing where. That's all coming up here on the LeBurge Insurance Agency pregame show. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LeBurge equals insurance. LeBurge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LeBurge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LeBurge at 388-2772. LeBurge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LeBurge equals insurance. Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergennes and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena as we're getting set for the Middlebury Panthers and Wesleyan Cardinals. Brent Luthner, glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network. Before we get to the starting lineups, quick look around in NESCAC. First, we'll do a women's game. Middlebury women's team was at Amherst earlier today, and that finished in a 3-3 tie. Middlebury goals scored by Jessica Young, Victoria Lavin, and Elizabeth Wolf. She tied the game with a minute 51 to go in regulation. That finished in a 3-3 tie. Middlebury now 5-2-3 on the season, 3-0-3 in the NESCAC. Where have we heard that before? Amherst is 8-0-2 on the campaign, 4-0-2 in the NESCAC women's play. That game, again, 3-3 final between Amherst and Middlebury in women's action. The guys later, there's six games involving NESCAC teams, four of them in the league, this being one of them. We do have a couple finals. Hamilton beat Bowdoin 4-2 up in Brunswick, Maine, and Colby defeated Amherst 5-2 in Waterville. Those are finals. Of course, this one and Trinity and Williams will get started at the same time over in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Connecticut College visiting Manhattanville, and Tufts in a non-league game defeated Endicott 6-1. The final score there. We'll, of course, go over that in the scoreboard at the end of the second period and give you updates on that as well. Starting lineups in this game. First, for the visiting Wesleyan Cardinals, again, coming in with a record of no wins, six losses, and four ties. Up front, it'll be James Klein, number 25, the assistant captain. He will center number 12, Jay Matthews, and number 27, Vince Lima. And it is a good scoring line for them. Klein with four goals and two assists, the junior from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Jay Matthews, a senior from Marshfield, Massachusetts. He's got four goals and two assists as well. And Vince Lima playing the right wing. He's a freshman from Summit, New Jersey. He just has one assist in eight games into his collegiate campaign. The defenseman for the Wesleyan Cardinals, Mike Yablong, number two. He's a freshman from Winnetka, Illinois. And Chad Malinowski from Cortland Manor, New York, another freshman, number seven. They're getting the start at defense for the Cardinals this evening. And in goal, Dawson Springings, number one, a junior from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. On the season, Springings is 0-4-4. With a goals against average of 3.22. In the league, coincidentally, he's got three ties, a .943 save percentage, and a 1.54 goals against average in league play this season. So Dawson Springings will get the start tonight for the Wesleyan Cardinals. On the other end, for the Middlebury Panthers, they're starting Max Greenwald at center, the senior from Potomac, Maryland, by way of the D.C. Capitals youth program. He gets to start at center. To his left, Mike Najar, the junior from Stoner, Massachusetts. He wears number 19. And number 10, Jake Charles, is on the right wing. He's a senior from West Vancouver, British Columbia. Jake Charles on the season, three goals and one assist. Max Greenwald's got three goals and three assists. And Mike Najar on the season with no goals and three assists. At the points, Andrew Neary, number five, with three assists of his own, a junior from Milton, Massachusetts. And paired with his usual defense partner, Ron Fishman, a senior from Roslyn, New York, by way of the New York Apple Corps. Fishman on the season, one goal and five assists. And in between the pipes for the Middlebury Panthers is Liam Moorfield Yee. The platooning of goaltenders continues, and it's been effective for the Panthers. Liam Moorfield Yee gets a start tonight. He's 1-1-2 on the season, a goals against average of 2.18. And a save percentage of .933. Both goaltenders, Moorfield Yee and Stephen Klein, posting that .933 goals against average. So it's definitely been an effective combination for the Panthers. Some things to look at as we go into this evening's game. First, for the Middlebury Panthers, a lot of their time has either been in a lead or on level terms. In fact, they've played 240 minutes of tied hockey, 239 minutes and 45 seconds of having a lead, which has been boding well for them this year in getting them a 4-3-3 start. And it does play in well because when the Panthers lead after two, they are undefeated. Three wins, no losses, and one tie. And also, the Panthers have scored the first goal in seven of their 10 games. And in those 7 games, they are 3-1-3. Conversely, for Wesleyan, because they've had trouble scoring, they've either been tied or trailing. In fact, they've been tied 44.3% of the game play and trailing another 50.2%. So, and that's all attributed to the what's been the slow to come to form offense by the Cardinals this year. So it'll be interesting to see if the Panthers can jump out on Wesleyan early or not. Especially with Dawson Springings in net. As you said, overall, 0-4-4 record of 322 goals against average, and overall an .883 save percentage, but you see how much the numbers jump when Springings has been in goal for league games with the, not 0-0-3, it's an 0-1-3 mark in league with a 1.43 goals against and a .938 save percentage. So Springings will probably get both starts this weekend for Wesleyan, and he's getting the start here this evening for the Cardinals. Both teams, including some youth players, starting to inhabit the runways leading out to the ices. We're getting set. We're about 8.5 minutes from the opening faceoff here. Of course, neither team has taken to the ice thus far, as we are waiting on the officials to come back out. In fact, some of the Middlebury youth players from the area are crowding the referees' entranceway to greet the referees as they come out of their locker room as well. Some other stats to go over, some little tidbits. Middlebury has outshot 7 of the 10 opponents that they have faced this year, which is also something that Wesleyan had done to start out the season. Wesleyan had actually outshot 6 of the first 7 opponents that they had faced on the campaign. So it's both teams that have the capability of putting up shots, and again, just a matter of Wesleyan converting them, or if you're a Middlebury fan, you don't want them to convert, at least not tonight. Save it for tomorrow. So again, we will keep an eye on that. And by the way, when Middlebury has outshot their opponents on the season, they are 4-2-1 on the season in the 7 games where they have outshot their opponents. They have no wins, 1 loss, and 2 ties when they have been outshot, including that 52-shot, 49-save performance by Liam Moorfield Yee up in Clinton, New York, against Hamilton back in December. Both teams have now taken to the ice. Well, at least Middlebury has started. Wesleyan will hop out in a matter of seconds to get this game started. So one of the linesmen checking over the net down at the Cornwall end of the ice. Wesleyan is just now taken to the ice to start their warm-ups, their warm-up laps, if you will. Both teams out getting ready to start this one. Of course, the starting lineups will be announced at ice level. In fact, they're being announced now by tonight's public address announcer. You might recognize the voice. Bruce Zeman is on the microphone doing the public address here this evening. First, the starting lineup for Wesleyan being introduced. Another thing about Wesleyan, this season series has been just convincingly one-sided all throughout history. Middlebury comes in with a 39-3-2 all-time record against Wesleyan. Middlebury had actually won the first 30 games in this rivalry before Wesleyan started coming a little more form in it and have been more competitive as of recent. Wesleyan dropped both games last year to Middlebury, and we'll see if that carries forward and Middlebury can have a 3-game winning streak against Wesleyan. As we had mentioned before, 8 of the 10 games for the Cardinals, resulting either in a tie or a 1-goal defeat for the Cardinals there. As The starting lineup for Wesleyan has just been finished. We go to Middlebury. Quick notes here from Middlebury coming in. All three of their losses on the season have been by one goal. So they are also well-versed in the close competitive games. There's a round of applause for the youth players coming out and taking their positions on the blue line. Various youth teams being announced as we get to the starting lineups for the Panthers. The first, Liam Moorfield Yee being introduced, the defensive foul, then the forwards for a team that when they score three or more goals on the season, they are 3-1-2. Now, last year, when they had three or more goals, they were 8-3. And then when they scored two or less, the record was 2-9-3 last season. It's carried over so much to this season. When they scored two or fewer goals, they're 1-2-1. So it is something that the Panthers like to do. They would like to score three or more goals in a game. They've done so six times of their 10 games on the season. The forwards are just finishing being announced. Soon we'll get to the national anthem. You have been listening to the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show. LaBerge Insurance Agency in Washington Street in Middlebury. Puck drop in just a moment. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
The anthems have just been completed. Canadian and American national anthems, as is the custom here at Kenyon Arena, and we're set to go between the Panthers and the Wesleyan Cardinals. As we had just stated, the starting goalies, and we'll go over the numbers one more time. For Wesleyan, Dawson Springs on the season, he's 0-4-4, a 322 goals against, 883 save percentage in league, 0-1-3, a 143 goals against, and a 938 save percentage. Much different numbers there. Liam Moorfield, you at the other end, 1-1-2, a 218 goals against average, 933 save percentage. When you get conference only here in the league, I should say, in the NESCAC, he's got no wins, no losses, two ties, a 232 save goals against average. Save percentage is 945. Our referees, Scott Prim and Andy O'Brien, are the ones with the orange bands on the sleeves. Andy O'Brien will drop the puck at center ice. Brent Adams, Jason Williams are the linesmen. As we are set to go here, Wesleyan in black uniforms trimmed in red and white. They're going from right to left, defending the Cornwall end of the rink. The Middlebury Panthers in the white jerseys trimmed out in the traditional navy blue. They're going from left to right, defending the Middlebury end of the rink. And off the faceoff, moving ahead with this one, Max Greenwald, number 20. Right put out in front, does right on the Springs, and he holds on for a faceoff. 12 seconds into the contest, and already a shot on goal. And that'll be the big thing. How many shots will Middlebury try to pump at the Wesleyan goal? Pair number, I thought it was a 20. That's a 25 taking it. James Klein won it for the Cardinals. Back. Puck up and eventually out of the zone. Back into the Panther end. Retreating for this one. Trying to move ahead. The Panthers number 5, Andrew Neary. Center ice play now on the puck is Fishman. But it's offside. Is stepping in just a tad ahead was Greenwald. And we get a whistle. And both teams will change up lines. 34 seconds into this contest. No score. One shot, and that belongs to the Middlebury Panthers. Brendan McGovern now to take the draw, and he'll go up against number 26, Alex Carlacci. McGovern won it too well. It goes all the way back into the Middlebury end. Back for this one now is Spencer Cage, number 22. Takes a look, zips a pass on off to his right side, where Cameron Romoff, number 2, has it, and puts it right into the Cardinal bench. Flagged down and flipped back in by James Klein, number 25, and we'll get a face-off all the way into the Panther end. So, a choppy start, three whistles in the first 47 seconds. Off this draw, the Panthers control. Moving ahead, Travis Stevens, number 9, dumps it into the zone. Chasing in after it is Mark McClellan, number 37. Puck comes around a wall, chopped at by McGovern. Further behind the net now, McClellan. He couldn't control and spinning away with it. Dylan Hulls, number 19. A cross-ice pass onto the stick of Robbie Harbison, number 4, and another whistle, another offside here, this one against Wesleyan. 1 minute and 9 seconds have elapsed. Four whistles, one shot, no goals. Face-off just in front of the Middlebury bench, just outside their zone as well, won by the Panthers. Back for it, Terry Gogan, number 44. He takes a look, goes... A couple touch passes, eventually deflected back to Gogan's partner, Matt Daugherty, number 3. He dumps into the zone, retreating. Chris White, he wears number 10 in black. Puck around, down front, a dangerous turnover, but Springings was equal to the task and holds on. Yet another whistle, 18:33 to go, first period of a scoreless game. And the captain, Evan Newgold, in to take the draw, wins it clean, back to the point. Gogan sends down low. Chasing after it now is Vinny Gesanti, number 18. He tried to send it further down low. It's turned over, however, and the Cardinals come away with it. Stretch pass, cross ice now. Terrence Durkin, number 14. Throws one at goal. It's going to be gloved down by Moorfield Yee. And this has become a thing here. Another whistle. Six whistles in the first minute 45. Don't see this too often. It's been a very choppy start. Neither team has had to worry about changing on the fly, and everybody gets their deployments out there. And because of the excessive weight, Luke Babcock, number 9, gets kicked out of the circle. Wesleyan wins at a shot. Nice pad save by Moorfield Yee off a deflection. Good hard shot low taken. It was Dominic Oliver, number 8. You have an 8 and a 9 out there. That is Oliver. He's got the jersey tucked behind in his pants there. Down low, Paul Falvey, number 43, tried to break into the zone, couldn't do so. And a cross-ice pass, here go the Cardinals the other way. Mike Yablong, number 2, dumps in, comes off for a change. If tie up now in the far side corner to our left from our broadcast vantage point. 17:38 to go, first period, we're scoreless. Puck comes up the wall, stepping up is Eric Casey, number 24. Sends behind the net, going after this one is Neary. Neary wins the puck battle, chopped further up the wall. That by Zach Haggerty, number 33. Cardinals send it back into the Panthers zone. Line change on for the boys in black. A chip into the zone, and the likewise situation for the men wearing white this evening. Nice little toe drag in the zone by the captain of Wesleyan, Jay Matthews. But the Cardinals are having trouble getting out of the zone as Middlebury looks to pick up the intensity on the forecheck. First time they're having a chance to do so. Center ice, and it's as far as it's going to get before Greenwald sends it back in. Sprigging stops it and then jumps on it to get another whistle. We've played 3 minutes and 8 seconds, 2 shots apiece, no goals. And a faceoff to come to the right of goaltender Dawson Sprigging's. It'll be Max Greenwald, who's been very good in the faceoff circle, to take this one against James Klein. Klein wins this one, however, into the far side corner, down at the Cornwall end. Stepping up with this one, Matthews now. Center ice pass and a tic-tac-toe to Harbison. Harbison shot to flex around a little bit. And eventually the Panthers collect and send out the center and eventually the Cardinal zone. Back for this one, Klein. Cross ice pass. A lot of touch passing going on right now for the Cardinals. Ascend into the zone before he comes off for a change by Matthews. Nothing but white jerseys back for the puck now. 16:20 to go. First period. Scoreless between Middlebury and Wesleyan. Here in this NESCAC matchup, glad you can join us here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Down low on the cycle is Mark McClellan for the Panthers. McClellan behind the net. Carefully watched there by Carlacci. Alex Carlacci trying to win the puck, couldn't quite do so. Chad Malinowski comes in to help out as well. It's a nice two-side battle going on behind the net. Eventually steps out to the far side corner, left wing side for the Panthers. And now Wesleyan finally gains control and will get it out to center. Trying to step around his holes, he sends into the zone. Giving chase, Jaron Tanaka, number 15. He's tied up in the corner with Romov. Eventually now the Cardinals trying to work a cycle before a shot's deflected into the far side corner down at the Middlebury end. Chop at, and Romov comes back for it. Tries to reverse pads and turns it over in a right wing circle. A shot, though, never gets off. Here's another opportunity. Moorfield Yee had a lunge at an opportunity from Terry Durkin. Wrap up along the wall, and finally behind the net, it's Romov. And the Panthers look to set things up. No shots on goal in that last little exchange, and so we still are 2 aside. Errant pass in the zone, and picking it up now is Cole Morissette, number 22. Wrap attempt never gets through. Good tie-up in front. And the Panthers eventually send out to center, and a dump back in by the Cardinals. 14:52, first period. We are scoreless here at Kenyon Arena. A little touch pass onto Gogan's stick. Onside play here. His shot's blocked as Gogan's. Setting up for further help is Gisanti. Puck comes around to Evan Newgold. Yeah, number 29. Back to the point for a wrist score! It might have been deflected in front, but a wrist shot taken by Matt Daugherty is put home with 14:34 to go in the first period. The Panthers lead 1-0. The forecheck worked out well there. Gisanti created it. Newgold sent it back to the point where Daugherty took a wrist shot. It may have been deflected on the way in. We will see. But either way, once again, the Panthers scoring the first goal, which has always been a good thing for them. And so now, 1-0, Middlebury with the lead. And they got the puck again in the Wesleyan zone. Behind the net, eventually worked out for a shot from the point by Gogan. It goes wide. Picked up by Dominic Oliver, number 8. He gets it out to center. Helped further, Jordan Jancy, number 13. Sends down low. And then finally turns the puck over. It is a loose glove. It belongs to Jancy. And now Newgold on it. 1-0 Panthers. We're going to wait and see if anybody got that tip in front or if it was a Wesleyan player that had knocked it down. No official word as of yet. This one deflected all the way towards the Middlebury bench, but stays in play. Mark Lyman, number 28, long shot, easily grabbed by Spriggings, and he holds on. No deflection, so Daugherty gets the goal. Newgold and Jasanti on the assists, making it 1-0. And for Daugherty, it's his second of the season. Now off the faceoff, this one kept it in the zone. Eventually corralled and sent up and not out of his zone. Good keep there by Haggerty. Now down low. Panthers trying to work it again. However, a pass trying to go to the point with it was Lyman, and it's deflected. Fishman has to retreat. Heavy pressure by the Cardinals. He sends up a wall just onto the stick of Yablon, who dumps it in. Back for it now, Neary. Goes behind the net, having to shuffleboard it along was Lyman. Now the Panthers getting hemmed in their own zone here with 12:57 to go in the first period. 1-0 Middlebury with the lead, courtesy of Matt Daugherty, second of the season. Moving ahead with this one, Haggerty. Onside play, dumps in, line change on for the Panthers. Behind the net now for this one, Theo Tidingo, number 17. A bouncing puck that's eventually turned over to the Panthers. However, a wraparound attempt is deflected out the center. Quickly, Middlebury regains the Wesleyan zone. A shot, a rising shot, was blocked off in front. The man taking that one was Mike Najar, number 19. He'll chase this one near side corner down here at the Cornwall end. Back to the point for a wrister by Romoff that's blocked off and sent out to center ice. Retreating, Greenwald. Trying to whip a pass around. It's knocked around a little bit. And eventually in front of the Wesleyan bench, where it's going to be dumped in by Romoff. 12:05, first period, 1-0 Panthers, nearly two, as trying to take advantage of an errant pass with Jake Charles, but sprawling back into the cage was Dawson Spriggings to make the save. Panthers have this one yet again. A drive from the blue line, gloved down by Spriggings, who initially had some trouble, and then eventually holds on to it. 11:47 to go in the first period. 6-2 now in favor of Middlebury, and they have the 1-0 lead. Daugherty from Newgold and Jasanti at 5:26 is the goal on the board right now. Off the tie-up. This is Wesleyan coming out of the zone, trying to come out with speed. Good job to gain the zone. Turned Durkin, tried to stuff one out in front, couldn't do so. And quickly the Panthers trying to come the other way and do. This is Stevens. Jake Stevens onside. Travis Stevens, I should say, onside. And lost an edge behind the net. Got helped down by Malinowski, who clears out to center. Stepping further ahead, Cole Morissette. Leaves it off Malinowski with a shot that's deflected and nearly poked home by Morissette. It hits the side of the net. Now cross ice, and eventually will come out to center ice. Quickly back with this one, Yablong sends into the zone, right by the referee door. Off to Liam Moorfield, he's right. Sent all the way down. This will be an icing against Middlebury. We get the whistle. 10:57 to go, first period, and the Panthers lead 1-0. And right now have the shot advantage 6-3. Forever Newgold, by the way, that is assist number 6 on the season. And for Vinny Jasanti, it's career assist number 2. He had no assist last year, and he's picked up his last 2 points have been assists. As the hard forecheck helped set up the goal. This one sent all the way down. Another icing against Middlebury. Another whistle. 10:38 now to go. First period. Still at a 1-0 Middlebury advantage. And, if you're hoping for special teams, you might not get it because both teams are, again, playing hard but playing the game clean. Off the draw, back to the point with this one now. Shot by Yablon, knocked around a little bit. Moorfield Yee has lost his stick, puck to the point. Malinowski at the right point sends in down low. A couple players have lost their stick of Middlebury. Now Moorfield Yee gets it back, and he will trade sticks with his defenseman. Heads up play there by Matt Daugherty, who had scored the goal a moment ago. Now puck knocked around a little bit, eventually comes out to center. Back for it, Fishman. Here's a pass on the left side for the chip-in by Gisanti. Around to the near side wall. We're trying to avoid some pressure with Klein. Sends it behind his own net again. However, the Panthers gain the turnover, dump it right back in further. Wesleyan has the puck now again through the stick of Mike Yablon. Sends a pass on up ahead to James Klein. Klein, the left wing corner, centers a pass out in front. That's deflected around a little bit, and Falvey jumps on it. Paul Falvey from the red line dumps it into the Wesleyan zone. First in on it is Mark Lyman. Lyman, far side corner, couldn't spin out in front. And now the Cardinals will look to set up again. Vinny Lehman, number 27. Eventually this pass gets up ahead and chipped into the zone by Matthews. He's off for a change, as are some of his Cardinal teammates. The funny hop, probably off a skate, gives Cardinals possession in the Panther zone. Cross ice, Harbison from the point. His shot's blocked, and now it's a foot race. Going ahead for this one is Haggerty, but winning the race first was Eric Casey. And then Casey gets a little lumber from Haggerty for his efforts. 8:53 to go. First period, 1-0 Panthers with the lead. Center ice before it's dumped right back into the Panthers zone. Trying to spin away from pressure. Romoff turns it over, though. A shot well off the mark. Gathering this one down. Skating ahead is Max Greenwald. Greenwald with a cross-ice pass from Romoff. Romoff couldn't quite control, but does enough still to get it further into zone. A sending pass in the neck has come way off the line, and we get ourselves a whistle. With 8:28 to go in the first period, and the Middlebury Panthers with a 1-0 lead over the Wesleyan Cardinals. The pace has been nice after the choppy start, but not many shots now to show for it lately. Greenwald to take the draw this time against Dylan Hulse. And off the draw, Greenwald wins it back, but Gogan couldn't keep it. Terry Gogan back in the neutral zone. Sends a pass on up ahead. It's chopped out a couple times by Najjar. Actually gloved to the point for a hurried shot that's all knocked down by Tidingo. Now up the wall and a chance here for a two-on-one. Moving ahead was Tanaka. Tanaka shot right into the logo of Moorfield Yee, and then Tanaka and a couple other Tanaka went barreling into Moorfield Yee, who shakes his head just to try to shake off some of the snow, I suppose. And in the meantime, behind it, a couple other players went crashing into the net, and we get a whistle with 8:02 to go in the first period. And they're saying this faceoff will stay in the zone, however. And so Middlebury with the 1-0 lead will have to defend this defensive zone draw. After a little hesitation, we get started, and an easy glove save off the quick shot by Moorfield Yee. He holds on. As there's now 8 minutes even to go in the first period. Moorfield Yee steps back in. The faceoff will be to his left. Cole Morissette wins the draw. His hurried shot again is blocked out in front and eventually out to center. Sent back in. This will be an icing against Wesleyan, as retreating to make the play was Yablon, but he was beyond the red line. And so it'll be an offensive zone faceoff for the Panthers to the left of goaltender Dawson Spriggings here with 7:51 to go in the first. Off the draw, one by the Panthers, McGovern. Another couple shot attempts is knocked down. Eventually Stevens sends it low. Picked up there by Yablon. He sends around the wall, and the Cardinals look to come out to center and do. Moving quickly into the zone, Durkin. Terry Durkin tried to center one, had it sent right back at him. Eventually the puck works its way to the point. Cross ice for a wrister by Malinowski. It's off the mark, and here come the Panthers in the other direction. 3-on-2 if they can hurry it up. Good job, though, back-checking by Morissette to prevent any odd-man damage. Down in front, there's a battle going on between Fishman and Morissette. A shot that just goes wide. And now the stick work picking up just a little bit. A shot for the point, deflected, and a save made by Spriggings. An excellent deflection by Mark McClellan off the drive from the point. But Spriggings was ready for it and holds on. 7:01 to go. First period, 1-0 Panthers. Faceoff will be to the left of Dawson Springings. Won by Newgold. Eventually kept in the zone and sent right into the glove of Springings, who holds on. That by Spencer Cage. Newgold to take this draw again. He'll do it against Luke Babcock, number 9. And Newgold wins a clean to the point for a wrister. That's glove down. Romoff took the shot. And Springings makes another save. And once again, back to the choppy side of things as we had three whistles in quick succession. The pieces of metal that the officials carry have been getting a workout thus far, not because of any penalties either. Neutral zone, attempting to dump in the first time, not able to do so, and then carrying the puck was Oliver, and then turns it over in the Panther zone. Asante gives back. Eventually a cross-ice pass by Cage. Asante again, who tries the left side. Couldn't quite connect with Newgold, however sent further. Behind the net, Gisanti jumps out of the way of some pressure. And then a couple players go down, losing edges on Wesleyan, but everything works out for them. Turnover in the neutral zone, moving ahead with this one, and trying to step through is Haggerty, but he's bumped off the puck. 6:02 to go, first period, 1-0, Middlebury with the lead. A center ice dump in. Retreating for this one is Cage. It's an icing as the Cardinals had not gained the blue line. And so another faceoff in the Wesleyan end. We're at 5:54 to go in the first period. Faceoff will be to the left of Dawson Springings. And some posturing in the just outside the circle before the faceoff is won by Falvey. A bouncing puck on the shot goes wide of the net. Rebound, gather, near corner. Shot out. Oh, nice save by Springings, and the rebound nearly went in. Sent in low by Gauguin. Behind the net, picked up there by Haggerty. Haggerty, a stuff attempt, stayed made Springings, and there is no rebound, and a lot of pushing and shoving afterwards. As guys trying to fight for position, and we get the whistle. 5:32 to go, first period. 10-5 in favor of Middlebury. The Panthers lead 1-0. So cool heads now prevail. Fresh troops out there. And another face-off between Klein and Greenwald. Greenwald wins it. Goes cross ice, but a good read there and a step in the other direction by Lima. Lima with a drop pass for a hurried shot by Matthews that's blocked off. Puck comes out to center ice and racing in the other direction with this one is... Couldn't quite tell now. I knew it's Najjar. A setting pass out in front and a good block there by Malinowski. Otherwise, Charles had an opportunity to bury one. 5 minutes even to go, first period, 1-0 Panthers. A tie-up down low, eventually corralled and sent around the wall by Charles. It's blocked off, however. And now up to the point, but Gauguin hurries a shot that's padded aside by Springings. Now near side corner, eventually going behind his own net, Malinowski. Flushed out from back there on the forecheck. A bouncing puck eventually gets to center, and Matthews sends it. Line change on for the Cardinals. Long pass is going to find the stick. Nice job there by Mike Najjar to get a stick on that to negate any icing. Off turnover at center, the Panthers regain the zone. Slamming on the brakes, Kamil Tkachuk, number 38. Cross-ice pass, Fishman. Fishman wrists one, blocked off in front. Sent down low around the... it comes to Gisanti behind. Newgold also comes and helps out. Tkachuk sets up high slot. It's a loosely defined two-on-two battle. Fishman cross-ice Neary from the left point. A shot deflected towards goals knocked down. And eventually Wesleyan will finally gain control of the puck. Long pass just missed the mark a little bit. This will be an icing against Wesleyan with 3:41 to go in the first period. And the Panthers, still with the 1-0 lead, courtesy of defenseman Matt Nardi, his second goal of the season, the freshman, second goal of his collegiate career, at the 5:26 mark of the first period. Off the draw, this is one to Romoff, and he sends down low. Falvey with another faceoff win, and then one of the Wesleyan players goes crashing into the net. Malinowski went crashing into the net trying to cut the corner, and the net comes off its moorings, and we get another whistle. So the officials replace the net in its proper spot, and we'll get another faceoff. Falvey, another faceoff win. Now the puck rattles around a little bit. Wesleyan controls. This is Hulse. Hulse sends into the zone. First after it is Spencer Cage. Cage skates it up the left wing side for the Panthers and gives a pass on further ahead for a shot. That's from a sharp angle, stick to side by Spriggings. Last guy to take the shot was Lyman. Eventually, left wing side near boards for us. A dump out of the zone by Hulse, center ice, and eventually the Cardinals gain the Panthers zone. Now in the near side corner at the Middlebury end, a mashup drop put on Marissette by Haggerty. So out front, a nice opportunity. Might have hit the side of the net or might have been a Moorfield Yee save. Either way, a centering pass, left wing circle. Fanning on the shot was White. Another opportunity, bounced around a little bit. Puck up, not out of the zone. Durkin kept in. Terry Durkin from the right wing side sends behind the net. Back after it now, Romoff right in front of the referee door in front of several Middlebury youth players that have gathered here this evening. Center ice, Falvey chops at a loose puck. Eventually the puck works its way back to Spencer Cage. Cage, he'll try the far side wall. Not able to touch it though. We're going to negate the icing here, as I guess the Cardinals were a little bit lax in getting back, and the linesman waved off the icing. Center ice eventually with it is Jancy. Jordan Jancy. It's a shot. If he gave it off to Babcock, that's knocked down by Moorfield Yee. Near side corner, left wing side for the Cardinals. Eventually, puck pops free. Going after this one is Gogan. He's tied up, but it does work the puck. Eventually, it gets to Travis Stevens, who gains the red line and dumps in. Right, practically on goal, and that forces Spriggings to come out and play center field on it. 1:41 to go, first period. 13 shots to 5 in favor of the Panthers. They have a 1-0 lead, courtesy of Matt Daugherty's second goal of the season. Off the draw, this is one worked away around by Eric Casey, number 24. Trying to move it ahead is Matthews. He does get it all the way into the Middlebury zone. No icing on this one. Good foot race. Daugherty wins it as he beat out, I do believe that's Tanaka, for the puck. Loose puck eventually worked free to Greenwald. Max Greenwald, he'll try the right side. It's deflected a little bit. No icing. Oh, there was a miscommunication. There was an immediate miscommunication. The trail linesman had said he was giving the indication that there was no icing because it was deflected. And now there's a conversation. And they're going to give the icing. So face off in the Panther end with 1:11 to go in the first period. Didn't think it was an icing, but icing given, and so face off in the Panther zone. And now more conversation between three of the four stripes. And all right, so what they're saying, I guess they're saying is inadvertent whistle, and they're allowing Middlebury to change. So it's not an icing, but then why wouldn't the puck be faced off in the Wesleyan zone at the last whistle or at center ice? Either way, Middlebury was allowed to change personnel so they don't get penalized for having an icing called against them. Off the draw, this is won by Middlebury. And a very awkward fall there by one of the Panthers. And coming off for that one was Matt Daugherty. Inside of a minute here, first period. Panthers have it in the Wesleyan zone. Not for long, though. Stepping ahead with this one is Durkin. Terry Durkin gains the Panther line before he sends in cross ice. Behind the net now with this is Neary. Sent up the far side boards and eventually out to center ice. Getting hit is Najjar. A little collision there with Casey, and he comes off. A little surprised about the hit. Into the zone, onside. A shot goes wide off the stick of Jasanti, who then puts a good shoulder in on Dylan Holz. Near side wall, trying to get possession of the puck was... looked like that was Newgold. Yeah, it was. And eventually, though, it was sent all the way down to the Middlebury end. 7 seconds in the period. Wesleyan trying one last opportunity. A shot, it gets blocked off in front. 2 seconds in the period, and that'll do it for the first 20 minutes of play. One goal was scored. It was Matt Daugherty's second from Newgold and Jasanti at 5:26 of the first period. Shots in that period for Middlebury, 12, and for Wesleyan, 7. Our score at the end of the first period, it's the Middlebury Panthers, 1, and the Wesleyan Cardinals, nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday, starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
The old New Year's resolution, a chance to step back, reset, and make a conscious decision about living a better life. You know, being a better version of yourself, trying new things, making a change. Hello, everybody. It's Alan Busby from Pullen Auto Sales and Service. And 2015 was the year of change for us. And it's been an amazing experience. We've just finished one of the best months ever. So our New Year's resolution for 2016, well, is to continue to expand, make good, honest deals, and really focus on changing the way you feel about buying a car. Like I've said before, it's a simple process, and we're really good at it. So if your New Year's resolution includes a new-to-you car or truck, head to PullinAutoSales.com. Check out our inventory and give us a call. I personally look forward to working with you. Pullen Auto Sales and Service, Eastbury Road in Barrie, and on Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Changing the way you feel about buying a car.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services of One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
20 minutes in the books here at Kenyon Arena. Panthers lead the Cardinals 1-0 here from Kenyon Arena. There was only one goal scored in the period. It came at the 5:26 mark. Once again, the hallmark of Panther hockey this season has been a good, solid, aggressive forecheck. Vinny Gesanti was the one that got in on it first, and it would lead to the only goal of the first period. A little touch pass onto Gauguin's stick. Onside play here. His shot's blocked as Gauguin's. Setting up for further help is Gesanti. Puck comes around to Evan Newgold. Number 29, back to the point for a wrist score! It might have been deflected in front, but a wrist shot taken by Matt Doherty is put home with 14:34 to go in the first period. The Panthers lead 1-0. It was deflected in front. It was deflected by a Wesleyan defenseman, and so Matt Doherty gets the goal, his second of the season. New goal, Gesanti on the assist at 5:26. 12 shots to 7 in favor of Middlebury in the first 20 minutes of play. Our score after 1, Middlebury Panthers 1, the Wesleyan Cardinals nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Eustis Farm Supply is HOTC certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Eustis Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289. Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Row, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snowblower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalks?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a true value.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, 1-0 Panthers lead the Wesleyan Cardinals after 20 minutes of play. The NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. Two games earlier today, the Philadelphia Flyers at home defeated the New York Islanders 4-0. Goals scored by Evgeny Medvedev, Matt Reed, Michael Raffel and Sean Couturier, a 20-save shutout for Steve Mason. Yaroslav Halak got the loss for the Islanders. The Capitals had a 2-0 lead on the Rangers before New York got three goals in the third period. Ovechkin and Justin Williams in periods 1 and 2 for the Caps. Kevin Hayes, Oscar Lindberg, Victor Stahlberg, all in the third for the Rangers. However, Nicholas Backstrom would tie the game with 6 seconds to go with the goalie pulled in an extra attacker on for the Caps. And then Alex Ovechkin in 3-on-3 overtime is about as lethal as you're going to get. He scores the game winner. Capitals beat the Rangers 4-3 at Madison Square Garden. Four games going on right now. Boston is up in Ottawa. The Bruins and Senators are scoreless. Tuukka Rask and Craig Anderson, the goalies there. That's got about 7 minutes to go in the first. With 3 minutes to go in the first, Carolina's got a 1-0 lead on Columbus. Goal scored by Andre Nesterzyl. It's Cam Ward for Carolina. And in goal is Jonas Korpisalo for Columbus. Pittsburgh and Montreal are scoreless in the first period at Bell Center. Marc-Andre Fleury is going up against Mike Condon. And the Toronto Maple Leafs doing their West Coast swing. They're at San Jose to visit the Sharks. That's 5 minutes to go in the first. Scoreless there as well. Jonathan Bernier against Martin Jones. A case of a couple backups to Jonathan Quick back in their LA Kings days. Four games later tonight, Minnesota at Dallas for an 8 p.m. start, 9 p.m. for Nashville and Arizona, 10 p.m. for Tampa Bay and Vancouver, and 10:30 p.m. for St. Louis at Los Angeles. That is the NHL scoreboard update, sponsored by Martin's True Value Hardware and Building Supply on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury. End of one here with the Lost Boys, Lost in the Shadows going on in the background here at Kenyon Arena. A little Lou Gramm going on. Our score, Middlebury Panthers 1, the Wesleyan Cardinals nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts. Like a little bit of this. And some of this. And maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Panther Hockey on Addison County's WBTK. Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WBTK. Now, back to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Brian Luther, they're back here at Kenyon Arena as the referees and the officiating crews just stepped onto the ice for the start of the second period. Middlebury with the 1-0 lead on Wesleyan. As we get ready for both teams to step out on the ice for the start of the second period. Situational numbers for you to ponder over. Wesleyan has trailed after the first period in six previous games this year. However, five of those six were non-league games. They lost all five. The one tie in that whole thing was league games. And they're 0-1 with the NESCAC play when they've trailed after one period of play. On the other end, when Middlebury has led after the first period, it's also happened six times. They're 3-0-3 within the NESCAC. It's five of the six times. They're 2-0-3 in those situations. The one non-league win in that was actually last weekend against SUNY Canton. Panthers have just stepped on the ice. Liam Moorfield, he's the only one right now in his zone, which will be the Cornwall end of the rink. He takes a long lap around before he eventually works his way in. The pair of number ones in goal as the Wesleyan Cardinals have now come out onto the ice to get ready for this second period. Dawson Springings, who had made 11 saves in the first period, will step back into the net. Both goaltenders scuffing up their creases to get set here for the second period of play. Middlebury in the white and blue will be heading from right to left, defending the Cornwall end of the arena. And Wesleyan in the black, trimmed in red and white, will be going from left to right. They are in the Middlebury end of the arena, defending that for this second period. Max Greenwald, who, when he doesn't play hockey, also likes to play four other sports. A couple intramurally here. He takes the faceoff and wins it, eventually for the Middlebury dump-in. It's an interesting thing when I was reading up on some of the players, how many sports Max Greenwald likes to play. It's now dumped into the Middlebury end. Back for it is Neary. It's an icing. And so Greenwald will have another faceoff opportunity 16 seconds into the second period. For those wondering, the other sports, intramural soccer and softball, and also likes to play golf and basketball in free time. And there is some good places to do that here. Greenwald nearly won that draw again, but it's controlled and sent up and out by Klein. Eventually, skating after this one is Matthews. Jay Matthews sends behind the net. First one on it, trying to chop it up and ahead, was Nijards bouncing around in the Middlebury zone. Eventually, from a left wing circle, a shot, a hurried one by Matthews, is blocked off. And the Panthers come out 2-on-2 in the other direction. Rister blocked off into the corner, taken by Charles. Charles burrs his way in. It's a 1-on-2 battle. Eventually, help comes in the person of Brendan McGovern. Bouncing puck is just cued out of the zone and eventually sent back in. No icing on this one. Line change on for the Panthers. The only one that was out there earlier, McGovern. Sanders went out in front of save made by Springings off the backhand attempt from Mark McClellan. Puck sent around the wall, near side, right in front of the Wesleyan bench, and eventually sent into the Panthers zone. Back for it, Romoff. He chops at it with number 19, Dylan Hulse. This one bounces and eventually flipped out to center ice. Regained, and they're going to say offside against the Panthers, and it gets us a whistle. 1 minute and 33 seconds has expired here in the second period of play, and the Panthers lead 1-0, courtesy of the second goal of the season from Matt Daugherty. That came back at the 5:26 mark of the first period. Off the draw, send in, just gloved down by Springings behind, and the Cardinals trying to come out to center with it. Nope, not out of the zone. To keep and send down low by Gogan. Turnaround shot hurried along by Jasanti is blocked off. Skating the other way with this one, Tanaka. He centers. It's blocked down in front. Now a cross-ice pass. Oh, just not able to glove it down was Camille Kachuk. Sent in and around behind the Wesleyan goal. Eventually to the near side wall. Right in front of the ice diagram, or the rink diagram on the ice, is one in each zone. A nice cross-ice pass for a shot. Save Moorfield. Yee couldn't control the rebound. Quincy Ozevolk, number 16, took the shot. Eventually, Moorfield Yee does get the puck and holds on. 17:39 to go in the second. 1-0. Panthers with the lead. Face-off to the left of Liam Moorfield Yee. It'll be Colmar set to take the draw against Paul Falvey. Falvey wins it. Skating ahead quickly is Mark Lyman. Lyman sends in, and we get another whistle. And the stoppage of play is Springings had the puck. 17:32, second period, 1-0 Panthers. Face off to Springings' right. The Panthers win another draw. Sent low, trying to gain control. Morris set, does a second time, and from the faceoff circle on the far side, far corner, sends out. Eventually into the Panther and Neary. Back up the wall on the near side. Center ice, right in center ice at the dot. Eventually dumped in by the Cardinals. Neary on it, sends down. It's deflected, and here goes Greenwald skating into the Cardinal zone. He centers, but late arriving, not able to get a stick on it, was Haggerty. Puck around the wall, the right wing side for the Cardinals. They'll eventually break out to center. Skating ahead with this one, Dominic Oliver. He's onside, but Greenwald with a good check on him, knocks him off the puck. Still the battle further put into the zone. This is Babcock. Luke Babcock for the Cardinals turns it over on a good stick lift by Fishman. Fishman can't quite get it up and out of the zone. Another battle with Babcock. Eventually, puck comes to the point for a shot that goes whistling wide. Rebound near corner, right where the student section is. Puck to the point, dumped into the zone by Malinowski. And a penalty coming up against Middlebury, a slashing call, and it looks like it's going to go against Mark Lyman. And it'll be our first penalty of the game. Power play on for the Cardinals. Lyman heads to the box. Time of the penalty, 3:47. And so power play on. And quickly, Middlebury wins the draw and sends it all the way down. Cardinals come into this game with a 7.7% power play efficiency, same as Middlebury. They're both tied for 70th out of 74 teams. Middlebury, however, killing them off at 95%, that's second best in the country. Back to the point. This is a shorthanded opportunity for Middlebury and a shot deflected wide. Now looking to come out to center. Cardinals do dump it in right onto Moorfield. He's just going to hold on to it and get a whistle. With 15:38 to go in the second. 1:25 to go on the Lyman slashing penalty at 3:47. 1-0 Panthers. Face off to the left of Liam Moorfield Yee. Luke Babcock to take the draw and wins it clean. Back to the point. This is Yablong. Entry set up Yablong again at the right point. Right wing circle, and now stepping back out to the point is Holes. Little cycle game going on here. Puck left off a little too carelessly. It was chopped at by Jasanti and out to center. Halfway through the power play, and has only seen the one shot on goal thus far for it. And Middlebury putting on some pressure through the person of Travis Stevens. Eventually, this does work its way into the zone. Moving ahead with this one, Babcock. Bumped off the puck, but does get the pass off. Babcock's now got it back right wing corner. Tries to center one out in front. It's blocked by the captain, Newgold, and he'll send up and all the way down. 33 seconds to go on the power play. For those wondering, the Cardinals have given up 3 shorthanded goals on the season. The Panthers have scored 2. Turnover, center ice, and in bumping Babcock off the puck was Gogan. 17 to go on the man advantage. Right wing side with this one now is Ojevolk. Tried to center a pass. It's blocked off into the right wing corner. Ojevolk's got it again. 4 to go on the power play. He's mashed up by Gogan. This puck sent up and not out. The power play is over, and the Cardinals are 0-for-1 with the man advantage. Puck now moved around the Middlebury cage. Still 1-0 Panthers. 6 minutes gone by here in the second. Cross-ice pass misses the mark, and then a turnaround shot is knocked off by Moorfield Yee. It's deflected right on goal. Moorfield Yee makes the save and holds on. Trying to get the puck out of the zone was Spencer Cage. It was chopped at just in a forechecking effort by Quincy Ojevolk, number 16, and it went right on Moorfield Yee, who was good to be alert to the danger. 13:49 to go here in the second. Still 1-0 Panthers. Off the tie-up, a stick goes flying in the air. That belongs to Babcock. Behind the net with it. Eventually, Gogan steps out and gives a pass on the right side. Not able to control initially. And eventually controlling is Neary. Gogan off, Fishman on. Now, the right wing board come the Panthers. It might be a two-on-one moving ahead here. Stevens trying to get on a receiving end. No, save made. The initial pass by McClellan was blocked. McClellan got it back, spun around, and took a shot. And Spriggings makes the save. 13:15 to go, second period. Still 1-0 Panthers. We've been this way for a little while here. Matt Daugherty's got the lone goal of the game at the 5:26 mark, and that's where we stand. Off the draw. Panthers win it, but again, can't control down low. As the Cardinals come out with it into the neutral zone. A cross-ice pass is going to be an offside as not playing the bank or not anticipating the bank well was Holes, and so the whistle is blown with 13:01 to go here in the second period. This is the start of a stretch of three games and four nights for the Panthers. Tomorrow against Trinity, and then Tuesday at Norwich. Gogan from the point with a blast that goes wide. And eventually it's going to be skated up and out of the zone by Tanaka. Jaron Tanaka. Good, solid check by Daugherty. And now Gogan sends around the wall. First one on it, though, is Harbison. His turnaround shot deflected and eventually corralled by Daugherty. Daugherty gives behind. Gogan, cross-ice pass to Falvey. Another cross-ice pass, good diagonal one to Haggerty. Haggerty, and centers one out in front for a rising shot that Spriggings gets a piece of. Self-attempt hits the side of the net. The goal light went on, and I'm not sure why. It hit the side of the post, and it went out of play, and we get a whistle. 12:15 to go, second period, 1-0 Panthers. Good opportunity there for the home side, but none in the net, courtesy of Dawson Spriggings. Face-off will come out to the neutral zone as the shot went off the post and went out of play. Newgold to take the draw against Klein. Newgold wins it clean, sent into the zone by Romoff. Spriggings sets it up behind, and the Cardinals look to break out the center. And don't do so, and nearly off the turnover, an opportunity for Jasanti down low. Instead, he goes into the left-wing corner, sends a pass into the right-wing corner that tried to be centered by Tkachuk, but it's knocked down. Skating ahead with this one, a little chip ahead was Lima. Gets it onto the stick of Matthews. A centering pass is deflected right back at him. Right-wing corner for the Cardinals in the Panthers zone. Lima steps around a check, and then his centering pass is just cut off and sent down at his own by Jasanti. Retreating for this one with 11.5 to go in the second period is Mikey Ablong. A bouncing puck that's eventually corralled and sent down low by Tkachuk. Skating away with this one, Ablong, and peels behind his own net to alleviate the pressure. Ablong comes out the left side and gives a pass on off to the blue line. Klein feathers one ahead to Lima on the right wing side. His shot right into the logo of Liam Moorfield Yee, and he holds on. 11:08 to go, second period, 1-0 Panthers with the lead here over the Wesleyan Cardinals. Of course, we'll have the recap of the first two periods of play and our second intermission, along with the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard coming up at second intermission. Off the draw, Wesleyan controls. A shot deflected wide by Malinowski. Took it. And a whole gaggle of players had it deflect wide. And now into left wing corner for the Cardinals. Max Greenwald trying to work his way out with the puck. Instead, it slid off his stick. Cardinals setting it up. A centering pass and nearly having a chance on the back door is Marissette, but the puck went right through his legs. Dangerous opportunity there. This one up and out to center ice, and now skating ahead with this one, Najjar. Najjar slams on the brakes. The puck was left behind and eventually comes out into the neutral zone. Andrew Neary right in front of the Wesleyan bench sends in on a hard around. Getting it in the far side right wing corner is Charles. Now it's a whole big mashup down low in that corner. And eventually Wesleyan comes away with, nope, don't come away with it for long. Good hand-eye coordination by the multi-sport Max Greenwald before it's sent out to the neutral zone. Quickly stepping up with this one's Babcock. Babcock onside, hit the post. Luke Babcock caught the glove side post on Liam Moorfield Yee. This goes down, no icing. Stevens wins the battle. Back to Tkachuk now, right wing circle. To the point, Gogan. His shot goes wide. Trying to scamper after a rebound was McClellan. Now loose and out to center. McGovern now out there. Here is Gogan. Sent further by McClellan. 9:29 to go, second period, 1-0 Panthers with the lead. A long cross-ice pass, onside for the Cardinals. Drop pass to Babcock, who then tried to tee one up and turns it right to Travis Stevens, the opposite number 9. And a long shot is gloved down by Dawson Springs, and he holds on. 9:13 to go in the second period, and the Panthers still with a 1-0 lead. Shots are 17-13 in favor of Middlebury, as we're just a little more than halfway through this contest, barring overtime. Which, would anybody be surprised, as there's a face-off violation, would anybody be surprised if we had overtime between these two with how tight this game has been thus far? Off the tie-up. One by Wesleyan. They do get it out the center. Quickly back with this one is Spencer Cage and sends in. Cage gets across ice. Romoff with a drive that's deflected up and over the bar. Catches the glass behind the Wesleyan net. Now moving ahead with this one quickly is Eric Casey. Casey, his stick explodes on him, however. And now moving in the other direction. Quick pace here. It's Lyman. Lyman shooting. Save made Springings. Rebound behind the net. Suddenly the pace has picked up a little bit. Off the glass on the half board, center ice, back for it, and sending it down low. Okay, we're trying to send low Cage. Couldn't do so. Turned over. Here's Klein. Klein tied up. Near side wall at the half boards. Eventually a puck sent behind. Half of a stick is in the cage of Liam Moorfield Yee. The other half is behind. Now Middlebury looks to settle it down. Evan Newgoal behind his own net. Long pass. He was expecting Tkachuk to be there, and Newgoal thought he was going to zig, and Tkachuk zagged, and thus an icing. Faceoff will go all the way into the Middlebury zone, and they'll clean up the yard sale that was the broken stick from a moment ago. 8:05 to go, second period, 1-0 Panthers. Another tight, competitive NESCAC game. And another encroachment on a faceoff. Off the draw, one by the Cardinals. Trying to get onto this puck, Matthews. Couldn't do so, however. DeSanti, the center. Tkachuk. Tkachuk shooting in a riser that goes over the bar. Rebound. Trying to corral. Oh, DeSanti with a good job knocking the puck down along the near side boards at the half wall. Spinning out of pressure, Mike Yablon goes behind his net now to try to get away from Evan Newgoal. Puck comes up and out to center ice. He bumped off with Tkachuk, and he puts a check on, but a two-on-two the other way. A shot right into the midsection, Lima, and then afterwards, a lot of pushing and shoving. Moorfield Yee got bumped into and didn't like it. And a whole crowd gathers, and let's see if there's penalties coming out of this one. 7:29 to go, second period, still 1-0 Middlebury. And are there going to be penalties, or are they just going to let the boys, let everybody go and head back to the bench? That appears to be the case. And he's going to say, all right, boys, we let you have your piece. We let you have your say, and that's that. Only one penalty has been called in this game, and it was against Middlebury. Mark Lyman went off for a slash, 3:47 in the second period. That's been it. Well, it's been one goal, too. When you write the stuff down, there hasn't been much to write. Back to the point. Wesleyan in control in the Panthers zone. And eventually, though, Ron Fishman's going to get onto this puck. Around the wall, but not out. A hurried shot from the points deflected. Foul the eventually to slam it all the way down. This will be icing. And we get the whistle with 7 minutes even to go here in the second period. And the Panthers still with a 1-0 lead over the Wesleyan Cardinals. Get more action here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network tomorrow afternoon. We're back right here at Kenyon at 4 p.m., 3:30 pregame. And Trinity is in town. A shot right off the faceoff is saved by Moorfield Yee. That's Trinity here tomorrow at 4 p.m. with the pregame at 3:30. LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show at 3:30 here on One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Mark Lyman into the zone. A rising shot goes wide, eventually corralled the far point, right point, by Fishman, who dumps in and comes off for a change. Moving ahead with this one, the Cardinals' Luke Babcock. Bumped at the blue line, but does get the dump into the zone. Neary, Fishman, who didn't come off for a change, he actually stayed on. And eventually, oh, nice move by Greenwald to avoid a check. Moving ahead with this one, Najar. 3-on-2. Najar, oh, he tried to set one up for Fishman, and then turns around, gathered the loose puck, and shot wide. It was deflected that way. This is Charles. Sends down low. Greenwald comes in to help out. Dives after a loose puck, but couldn't quite gain control. And now the Cardinals have come away with it. Might have a 4-on-2. No, it's going to turn into a 2-on-3 as Cardinals are coming off for a change. That allowed Matt Daugherty to put the hit in on Alex Carlacci. Fishman spins away from pressure. Gives on a cross for Daugherty. Now it's Max Greenwald. Greenwald, nice pass ahead to Najar on the left wing side. Snaps it right at the top of the circle. The puck got knocked off his stick. Najar still chops at that one again. The puck comes up and out of the zone. Center ice, Daugherty. Cross ice dump in. Everybody touches up for the Panthers. They go in on the forecheck. 5:18 to go, second period. Panthers still with a 1-0 lead. Sent behind the net now. Going back for this one, Daugherty. Gives a pass out off to Terry Gogan. Center ice, pass is cut off and sent back in by Casey. Now a shot taken by Tanaka is knocked down. And here goes Mark McClellan the other way. 2-on-2, McClellan moves in, shooting, try to go through a screen. Good block there by Theo Tidingo, number 17. Stepping in with this one is James Klein. Klein bumped off the puck by Gogan and regains and tried to center one out in front. That's blocked. And the Panthers come out the center. A couple hits put on, but the Panthers do dump it into the Cardinal zone. 4:30 to go, second period. 1-0 Panthers. Still the goal of hold is Matt Daugherty's second of the season. Now Cardinals. Oh, a nice deflection there by Jasanti. Is coming down the middle. It was Chris White with an opportunity. But Jasanti broke that pass up. Now here's Tkachuk trying to reach that pass. Couldn't quite do so. Newgold helps him out. Sends a pass further. And the dump in by Romov. Now the Cardinals come back out with it. Center ice. They gain the Panther line on a dump in. First one after it is Neary. Sends it around the wall. Cameron Romov. Romov up the right wing side all the way down. No icing on this one. Back for it is Lima. Sends around the wall. First one on it, though, is Jasanti. Behind the net, and then eventually left wing corner, Jasanti again. They need Jasanti. Bumped on the play by White, but still gets it down low. And then comes back in to help out. To the point for a wrister by Neary. It's deflected around in front, and eventually sent up and out of his own by the Cardinals. Quick pass on up ahead. Pace is picking up again. Marissette. Call Marissette with it. Takes a look. Thought about backhanging a pass down low, and eventually does get it there. And a pass out to center ice. Missed the mark. Tidingo back for it. Theo Tidingo gains the zone. Tight angle, right wing side, cuts across, and in a rising shot, catches the glass. He's quickly skating the other way, and then having the puck knocked off his stick was Lyman. Back with this now is Jancy. He's onside. A shot, same Abe Moorfield, and he'll just settle this whole thing down. And then afterwards, Jancy is together with, trying to figure out which Panther that is. That would be number 33, Zach Haggerty. 2:50 to go, second period, 1-0 Panthers. Face off to the right of Liam Moorfield Yee. Falvey to take the draw against Babcock. There's a rugby scrum in the circle before the Cardinals gain possession. Babcock now with it. Babcock trying to weave his way out in front, but he's bumped off by Falvey. Then Daugherty tries to send up and out, nearly going into the penalty bench was Haggerty off of a bump. Puck in the near side corner, and a body contact now picking up here in the last couple minutes. Pass, missed Haggerty, and goes all the way down. This will be icing against the Panthers. And we get a whistle with 2:21 to go in the second period. 18 shots to 16 in favor of Middlebury, and it's still a 1-0 game. Face-off will be to the right of Liam Moorfield Yee. Off the draw, this is controlled by the Cardinals. A big mashup job put on. Carlacci got hit hard by Haggerty. Gogan trying to win the puck battle here and eventually does. Sends up and out of his zone. A bouncer right over the stick of Falvey. Going into the corner with this one now, Dylan Holes. Holes and that's Daugherty tied up. Eventually a centering pass for a shot that's deflected wide. Cardinals in possession here, trailing 1-0 with a minute 47 to go in the second. Cycle interchange, puck eventually behind the Middlebury cage. Carlacci with it in the right wing corner. Goes back out to the point, Malinowski. Zonal pressure here for the Cardinals. A shot deflected, Gogan trying to win the puck battle. Eventually does, and a bouncer does come out to center ice. Loose puck in the neutral zone right in front of the Wesleyan bench. A dump back in. Back for it, Daugherty. Long shift here for some of these Panthers looking to get off. And that's friendly fire. The clearing attempt by Gogan hit that was Haggerty in the back. This one eventually up and out of the zone. And now the Panthers will be able to get a line change. No icing. As we hit the final minute of play here in the second period, still 1-0 Panthers. Centering pass out in front is knocked down, and Middlebury comes out with it in the jar. Gains the red line and dumps into the Cardinal zone. Back for this one is Yablong. Yablong tries to send up the wall instead. Checked off his stick. And now a two-a-side battle. Pair number 10s, Jake Charles and Chris White, try to do a puck possession battle. Eventually it's going all the way down into the Middlebury zone. Back screen wall. Sends a pass on to the right side, where Fishman controls, spins away from some pressure. He now comes in across the Cardinal line. Leaves a pass off to the right side. A stick goes flying in the air. That belongs to Tidingo. Back out to the point. A shot from there. Deflected. It goes wide. Gathered in the corner. Trying to center one out front. It's Najjar. It's deflected off of his stick. 4 seconds to go in the period. Dumped down low. One last chance for the Cardinals. Nope. Period will expire with no further shots. A period that did not see anyone put the puck in the net. So just the one goal in the first period by Matt Daugherty is held up to this point. Shots on goal in the period for Middlebury 6. It's a two-period total of 18. And for Wesleyan 9, a two-period total of 16. End of two here at Kenyon Arena. It's the Middlebury Panthers 1 and the Wesleyan Cardinals nothing. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Does your pressure washer need work, or maybe it's just time to buy a new one? Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport is there to service it. They've got the parts and accessories you need to get that wand back in your hand and working like it's brand new. Houston's Farm Supply is HOTC certified to repair any pressure washer. So if your washer has had it or you need it fixed, bring it into the pros at Houston's Farm Supply on the Crown Point Road in Bridport. Or call 758-2289. That's 758-2289.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms hot chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products at many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
The Panthers play here. WVTK, Port Henry, Vergennes, Middlebury. 92.1 WVTK. This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, Brett Luthner, end of two periods. Same as we started as we were at the end of one. 1-0 Middlebury Panthers with the lead over the Wesleyan Cardinals. Before we get to recap and basically the first two periods of play, you could skate with the Panthers this season here on the Kenyon Arena ice. January 16th, you could skate with the women's team after the game against Endicott. That's a 3 p.m. start. If you want to skate with the men's team, you can do that following the January 30th game when the Panthers take on the Tufts Jumbos. That's Skate with the Panthers right here at Kenyon Arena, January 16th for the women's and January 30th for the men's team right here at Kenyon Arena. 1-0 after two periods of play. We've only had one goal, and it was Matt Daugherty at the 5:26 mark of the first period of play. And shots on goal after the first period were 12-7 in favor of Middlebury. 9-6 advantage for Wesleyan in that period, a two-period total of 18-16, the advantage in favor of the Panthers. Not many shots, especially in the later part of that period, despite the pace of play picking up. And still, the one goal that was scored 5 minutes and 26 seconds into this contest is held up. as the lone goal of the game, the Middlebury Panthers with the 1-0 lead over the Wesleyan Cardinals. When we come back, it'll be the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
What does it take to write a song? Well, first you got to come up with the parts, like a little bit of this, and some of this, and maybe throw in a bit of this. Mix it all together, and there you have it. No, 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 that's not right. It only makes sense when all the parts work together. When it comes to your finances, Vermont Federal Credit Union works the same way, bringing people and options together to help you write your own song. And nowhere does that song sound better than in a new car. A Vermont Federal auto loan can be tuned to your specific needs, starting with great interest rates that let you get more car for less money. And we offer flexible terms so you can choose whether you want to pay it off sooner or lower your monthly payment. When it's time to start thinking about your new set of wheels, stop in or check us out at VermontFederal.org. Vermont Federal Credit Union. Start here. Member NCUA.
The old New Year's resolution. A chance to step back, reset, and make a conscious decision about living a better life. You know, being a better version of yourself. Trying new things. Making a change. Hello, everybody. It's Alan Buzz Busby from Poulin Auto Sales and Service. And 2015 was the year of change for us. And it's been an amazing experience. We've just finished one of the best months ever. So our New Year's resolution for 2016, well, is to continue to expand, make good, honest deals, and really focus on changing the way you feel about buying a car. Like I've said before, it's a simple process, and we're really good at it. So if your New Year's resolution includes a new-to-you car or truck, head to PoulinAutoSales.com. Check out our inventory and give us a call. I personally look forward to working with you. Poulin Auto Sales and Service, Eastbury Road in Barrie, and on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, changing the way you feel about buying a car.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one-stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Della Motorsports celebrates Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs with high performance and exhilarating experiences. Visit Della Motorsports to learn more and get rebates of up to $1,500 on ATVs and up to $2,000 on snowmobiles. Polaris snowmobiles and ATVs. Ride one and you'll own one.
Certain restrictions and exclusions apply. See dealer for details. Always wear a helmet. Never ride under the influence.
Della Motorsports, 7 Della Drive, Plattsburgh. DellaMotorsports.net.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Here at Kenyon Arena, 1-0 Panthers lead the Cardinals after two periods of play. And this is the out-of-town NESCAC scoreboard. It's sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. Non-league game going on right now at the end of two periods of play. Connecticut College at Manhattanville, and the Camels have a 3-2 lead over the Manhattanville Valiants. That game after two periods of play going on there in Rye, New York. Another game going on, and it's nearing the end of the second period, if not at the end of the second period, between Trinity and Williams. And the score there, it's now at the end of two, and Williams has a 3-2 lead over the seventh-ranked Trinity Bantams. That's now after two periods of play. Williams scoring three times in the second period in that game to take a 3-2 lead over Trinity after 40 minutes of play there in Williamstown, Massachusetts. Three other games involving NESCAC teams that are all finals. Tufts beat Endicott 6-1. That was a final from earlier this afternoon in a non-league game for the Jumbos. And two other games of NESCAC importance. Hamilton defeated Bowdoin 4-2 in Brunswick, Maine. That is a final score from earlier today. And Colby with a 5-2 win over Amherst in Waterville, Maine. A final also from earlier this afternoon. And there's just a couple of games tomorrow when Middlebury entertains Trinity right here at Kenyon Arena, and these Wesleyan Cardinals will go to Williamstown, Massachusetts to take on Williams. That is the NESCAC Out-of-Town Scoreboard, sponsored by Monument Farms, the family-owned dairy in Weybridge. 1-0 Panthers with the lead after two periods of play here at Kenyon Arena. Third period action when we return. You are listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. Our dry cleaning department is open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 3 on Saturday for all your dry cleaning needs. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Use our drop-off locations at Linda's Apparel in Vergence and the Enchanted Closet in Bristol. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury. There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in their very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your accounts, you'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. You'll like to doing business with them. One Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Back here at Kenyon Arena, as both teams have yet to come back out onto the ice for the start of this third period. Our score, 1-0 Panthers after two. It's such an important weekend with what's going on. Middlebury obviously playing Trinity tomorrow. Williams has them right now. And those three teams right atop the NESCAC in terms of the standings. Middlebury 3-0-3, Williams at 4-1-1, and Trinity 3-1 in their league games thus far. You go by winning percentage, they're all equal at 750 win percentage, or 75% win percentage. But if you go by the points, Middlebury with the 9 points in the 3-0-3 mark. Williams has 9 points, and Trinity, because they played two fewer games, only with 6 right now. But still a matter of, for Middlebury, they want one of those top four spots to get at least a home date to start. Right now, they're tops in the league or tied for it with Williams and Trinity in terms of win percentage. And so we will see how that goes. And Williams and Trinity don't allow many goals in league play. Williams in their 6 games only allowed 5 goals in NESCAC play. I shouldn't say league, I should say conference play. And Trinity's only allowed has allowed 9 in their 4 games. So the Panthers now step out on the ice to start this third period. And they'll be followed by the Wesleyan Cardinals. We're moments away from starting the third period of play here. The one goal so far. Matt Daugherty's second of the season from Evan Newgold, and Vinny Gesanti at 5:26 is the only tally of the game. We've stayed that way since. Both teams now on the ice. Get ready to start this third period of play. Middlebury will be going from left to right, defending the Middlebury goal in the white jerseys trimmed out in navy blue. The Cardinals going from right to left, defending the Cornwall end in the black uniforms trimmed out in red and white. Third period underway, and Wesleyan has the puck and will send in down low. Behind Frick now is Neary. Tries to send up the wall. It's chopped around a little bit. Eventually behind the net, Cardinals trying to stuff it out in front, but it's cut off and eventually skated up Max Greenwald. Lost an edge trying to make the pass and eventually does get out to center, though. An onside play on the send back in by Yablon. Greenwald, nifty little pass. And here comes Fishman, who steps around one forecheck. A nice pass ahead. Just couldn't control it, though, was Mike Najjar. Najjar sends down low. Hesitating is Charles before he gains and puts the puck up to the point. Backhanded at by McClellan, and now a little mashup right in front of the Wesleyan entrance on the far side of the rink to us. It's a three-on-three stick battle and eventually results in a puck squirting across the near side boards and in front of Wesleyan bench before the Panthers regain. Now a lot of play at the blue line. Finally, Jay Matthews says enough of this shenanigans and sends it all the way into the Panthers zone. Back for it is Cage. Spencer Cage steps on up ahead across his own blue and the red and then the Cardinal blue before it's knocked off his stick. But sent behind the net by McGovern. Brendan McGovern trying to get onto this one now is Zach Haggerty. Hurried shot is blocked off and eventually knocked out of the zone. A center ice dump in that by Dylan Holz. Puck comes up and out to center ice. Stevens chops at it along with Chris White. Puck works its way back to Malinowski and now Chris White again. Right in front of us on our broadcast vantage point. Down below us several feet. I'd say about 40 feet below us or so. And one of the best vantage points to broadcast a hockey game from. Here's Newgold. Onside. Newgold shot. Pants and rebound. Score! Evan Newgold took the shot, the pad save, and the rebound jammed home by Vinny Gisanti. With 17:50 to go in the third period, the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. That's one of those plays where Gisanti took that proper angle to the net, and at the 2:10 mark in the third period, the pad pass, if you will, hard shot by Newgold was saved, and Gisanti jumps on the rebound. Now into the zone with this one is Wesleyan, trying to get that goal back for Gisanti, his sixth goal of the season. And we'll see if there's a secondary assist. But now the Panthers with a huge second goal lead, 2-0. And an offside as the Panthers try to get it back into the Wesleyan zone. So good, big tally there with the way the game has gone. But as I was saying, it's Najjar on the goal. I'm sorry, not Gisanti gets an assist on it. So it's Najjar on it. My apologies on that one. So for Najjar, is this one sent up and out, and here goes Greenwald. So it's Najjar's goal, his first of the campaign for the junior. From Newgold and Gisanti at 2:10. So Panthers with a 2-0 lead, but now Wesleyan gets the puck into the Middlebury zone. Opportunity out in front. Puck knocked off and eventually back to the point. Yablong shot goes wide. Rebound corralled by Malinowski. Malinowski couldn't quite control. Bouncing puck now. It's loose in front. A setting pass. Score! On the doorstep, Chad Malinowski off a nice pass. It was a mini 2-on-0 down low. And with 16:31 to go in the third, Wesleyan has gotten that goal back. It's now 2-1. .329 time of that goal, so a minute 19 after the Panthers took the lead, took a two-goal lead. Middlebury gets one right back. Wesleyan gets one right back. And for Malinowski, it'll be his third of the season. Neutral zone play, and now here comes Wesleyan again. A backhand attempt by Klein goes up and wide. Rebound down low, Lima. Vinny Lima to the point and sent around. It's Jordan Jancy, the lone assist. And now a shot, nice save made by Moorfield Yee. A turnaround shot, another save made by Moorfield Yee. A centering pass out. For all of a sudden, the play picked up in the zone after some cycling going on. Puck around the wall now. Left wing circle for the Cardinals, who now trail 2-1. A shot out in front is blocked off and out to center. Slammed back into the zone by Tydingo. Moorfield Yee sets it up behind the net. And away comes Fishman. Ron Fishman, red line, and a shot in, glove down, and set aside by Spriggings. From the point, a shot gets deflected into the left wing corner. Jasanti back after it. Jasanti, new goal, and now on this is Najjar as the winger instead of Tkachuk. New goal sends down for Najjar. Further for Jasanti. Behind the net, Newgold rides off his man. Newgold slams on the brakes, loses his balance in the process, still gets the puck back. Sets one up for a shot that's paddled aside by Spriggings. This line has been a thorn in the two shifts we've seen him here in the third period. With this one now, Jasanti wants to send one for Najjar, who backhands it, gloving it down Newgold. Sends it further for Jasanti. Coming down the middle of Najjar. Sharp angle shot. Hits the side of the net. Behind the net now, Klein with it. Tries the wall. Not out of his own. Falvey on the keep. His shot goes wide. Rebound hits the back of the net. Eventually corralled by Jasanti. Back to the point now. Initially trying to tee it up was Cage and thought better of it and sends it around. Right point, Romoff. He sends wide, but intentionally. A stuff attempt out in front. Save made, Spriggings. A beautiful opportunity. Haggerty didn't get all of it, but it almost caught Spriggings off balance. He was able to corral, and then Haggerty did a good job afterwards to avoid crashing or collapsing onto Spriggings, and the Cardinals acknowledged the fact and just held them up to make sure nobody gets hurt. 6 minutes gone by in the third, 2-1 Panthers, and they win the draw. A shot blocked down. That came off of Daugherty sticking back out the center. Dump into the Cardinal zone, but Wesleyan in control of the puck now. With it is Malinowski, who just scored a moment ago. Dumps into the Panther end. First one back, Gauguin. Sends around for Daugherty. That Daugherty feathers a pass on up ahead. Falvey had his stick lifted. He couldn't make the pass. Now the turnover. Cardinals come in 2-on-2. A sharp angle shot hits the side of the net. That off of Oliver's stick. It might have been Babcock's. Either way, Panthers have it. Kicked into the zone by Lyman. Line change on for the Panthers. And it was Oliver who took that shot a moment ago. Trying to skate ahead with this one. Harbison. It's off his stick and dumped into the zone by Charles. Further ahead by Tkachuk, who's now joining the line with Charles and Greenwald. So Tkachuk and Najjar have switched spots. Let's see what that does. Well, we know what it's done for the new gold line. Let's see what it does for the Greenwald line. Into the zone, a pair of 14s battling. Terry Durkin gaining the puck from Ron Fishman. And then eventually gets sent up and out to center ice. 12:41, third period. 2-1 Panthers with the lead. Moving ahead, onside with this one is Jancy. Tries to send one out in front, couldn't get it there. Losing it in is Greenwald, and he falls on top of the puck. A couple players digging away at it. Greenwald finally gets to his feet and still battles for the puck. Works it out to the point where it's going to be sent into the right wing corner by Malinowski. Behind the net, Greenwald puts a check on, and now it goes into that right wing corner again. Far side from us. Up, and now here's Tkachuk. A cross ice pass, trying to find, nearly doing so, getting Charles, but it's knocked off his stick. Quickly in the other direction, Eric Casey. Drops the pass on off for Luke Babcock. Back to the point for a hurried shot that's deflected a couple of times, wide to Cage. Jancy back with it, 11:46, third period, 2-1 Panthers. To the right point for a shot by Jancy. It's deflected into the right wing corner. Now in the right circle, Babcock comes eventually around to the left wing circle. And the high slot drops a pass on off that had to be hurried into the zone further by Klein. To the point now with it is Tydingo. From the left point, his shot deflected around a little bit. Moorfield Yee still looking for the puck. It's loose in a huge rugby scrum in the slot. And eventually comes free, and skating ahead with this one is Haggerty. Zach Haggerty. A little too many deeks on that one as he's trying to stick handle into the zone. Puck wrapped around as we hit the 11-minute mark in the third period. 2-1 Panthers with the lead. Skating ahead with this one, Klein. James Klein into the Panther zone on the left wing shot. A sharp angle shot goes in. It was a sharp angle shot, and it went in the net. And with 10:51 to go in the third, the Cardinals have tied it at 2. And a fired-up Cardinal bench. It looked like Liam Moorfield Yee had that post hugged, but somehow the puck found a hole. Time of the goal, 9:09. And the Cardinals have tied this one up at 2. A sudden change, but the Cardinals have been building this for the last several minutes. And so Wesleyan back on level terms again. Puck trying to send in. Nope, okay, Panthers can't do so. Chris White's got it. Goes back Malinowski. Center ice and a dump in and a hit there by Jasanti. Now Jasanti trying to get onto this one, but Malinowski keeps the zone. Gogan. Give passes a little bit off the mark and a shot deflected a couple of times. Eventually Jasanti trying to work onto the loose puck. And the Cardinals dump it further into the Panthers zone. 10-10 to go, third period. Game tied at 2. Back for this now, Gogan. Cross ice path, Panthers onside. Hurried shot, save. He's gone, the rebound! Knocking it out of midair is the captain, Evan Newgold. And with 10 minutes exactly to go in the third period, the Panthers have regained the lead. It's now 3-2. Oh, that changed. It was a nice, after a big battle in front, nice rush the other way, and the Panthers, the captain, Evan Newgold, his third point of the night at the 10-minute mark, has given the Panthers a 3-2 lead. For Newgold, it's his third of the season. He'll find assist in a moment. In the meantime, we'll try to recap all this goal scoring because two goals for both teams there in a span of 51 seconds. We went from a tie game right back to Millbury in front. A long shot after all this is saved and held on to by Spriggins. So the goal for Wesleyan was Klein, his, and we'll check that in a second, off the draw. Wesleyan wins it. As they're announcing the Evan Newgold goal now. Vinny Jasanti's got himself a 3.9 as well, all three assists from the point. A shot by Malinowski goes wide. Maybe I'm trying to get up and out of the zone, not able to do so. So, and eventually now this puck does come out to center, and here come the Panthers. Not for long, though. Just a little out of the reach of Jake Charles. Center ice play. It's a tie-up right in front of the Wesleyan bench with 8:37 to go in the third period. The Cardinals now have it. Jancy sends into the zone First one after it, Cage. He's bumped off behind the net. Oh, and rapid front score! It was a scramble behind the net. Moorfield Yee lost the puck. And stuffing it home, I believe, was Dominic Oliver. And so with 8:27 left to go in the third, this game is tied at 3. In what's been a wild third period. Just when one team gains momentum, the other team gets it right back. And now the Panthers with it again, trying to send down low. Giasanti, a bouncing puck, eventually corralled by Matthews. Matthews shooting, save made Moorfield Yee, and he holds on to get the whistle. And there'll be a lot to go over. We'll start it with first. It was James Klein, his fifth goal of the season. Jay Matthews, the lone assist at 9:09, that got this whole goal-scoring party started. We'll hopefully get to the others in a moment, provided somebody else doesn't score. Loose puck. This is kept in the zone only momentarily. It eventually slammed up and down into the zone by Najjar. Springings behind the net. Sends it around. This loose one comes out the center. Gauguin back for it. Eventually dumped back in from the red line by Daugherty. Now ahead in the other direction. Matthews winds and fires. That's off the mark. Rebound. Lima controls and sends further into the zone. Partial change on for the Cardinals. 7:33 to go in the third period. We're tied at 3. Moving into the zone. A shot. Save made. Springings and he holds on. So to get these, Klein his fifth from Matthews at 9:09, then Evan Newgold his third from Giasanti and Gauguin at 10 minutes even. It's only to be followed by Dominic Oliver. And for Oliver, his first goal of the season, his first collegiate goal, I should say. He's a freshman from Butler, Pennsylvania, assisted by Babcock, and has tied the game at 3. And now a shot for the Panthers goes wide. All sorts of crazy here in the third period. And with the way the pace has gone suddenly, we may not be done yet. This is sent in, no icing. Players making some big plays here in the third period. Yes, we're at the 3-3 mark. Here's Greenwald. His shot deflected into the corner. And it's been an entertaining game, to say the least, especially here in the third. Greenwald on the forecheck. Right wing corner goes back out. High point for Gauguin. Holds, then shoots it, but it's slowed down in front and eventually sent out to center. Back for it is Fishman. Fishman and Gauguin are now out there as a D pair. This one chopped at, and that won't be for long as on comes Cage for Fishman. And we'll see if there's any further change to any kind of pairings or whatnot. Sent into the Middlebury zone. Wesleyan Cardinals do that as we now hit the 6-minute mark in the third period of a 3-3 game. Moving ahead, onside Cage. Cage moving in, and a shot save made by Springings. Rebound. Loose and around. Eventually hopping onto this puck is Durkin. He tried to send it up the wall, couldn't do so. Giasanti. Checked along the wards there in the right wing corner. Near side to us. In play to our right down at the Cornwall end. It's a two-a-side scrum. Puck under Giasanti for the moment. And now comes right back to him. So he'll continue to do battle with Chris White. Newgold tried to pry the puck free. Instead, Tydingo comes away with it. But Newgold on the back check sends down low. Here's Najjar. Couldn't dig the puck out of the boards at first and finally does. Fakes past the Newgold and tries to send back to him. It hits Newgold in the cage. Newgold's got it. Gives a pass on off the shot. Back for Newgold, but he couldn't tee it up. To the point, Fishman. Cross ice for a one-time, and it goes wide off the Jar's stick. Back to the point and then hustling after. Thinking he had to dive just to clear the zone was Ojevolk. Instead, he sends it all the way down for an icing and some tired Cardinals out there. 4:53 to go, third period. 3-3 the score. Middlebury had a 1-0 lead after the first two periods of play, and now timeout being called by Wesleyan here with 4:53 to go in the third. So to give you some numbers, Middlebury, when they lead after two periods of play, are 3-0-1 in the season. Wesleyan, when they trail after two periods of play, 0-5-2. And yet, we might be heading, well, I said it before, it might be overtime. Timeout, Wesleyan here with 4:53 to go in the third. Gives us a chance to remind you, we got more Panther hockey right here on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. Tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m., Panthers back in action here against the Trinity Bantams, the number 7 team in the nation, and the defending national champions. That's tomorrow at 4 p.m. The LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show will start at 3:30 right here on the Panthers Radio Network. And then they're back at it again on January 15th. On January 12th, Tuesday night, when they visit the Norwich Cadets. As a 7 p.m. start at Norwich. That's those games on the One Credit Union Panther Radio Network. It's a busy schedule for them. Three games in four nights, and they'll get another one on Friday. Let's make it four games in seven nights, which is a trying road, to say the least. Off the turnaround shot, same made rebound, loose in front of it. Good save by Spriggings. At a point, a hurried shot. That by Lyman is blocked off. Fishman keeps it at the point. A blast from Neary catches the glass. And then getting hit down, no call on that one was Fishman. In front of shot, and getting a toe on it was Spriggings. Panthers putting on pressure here. This eventually sent up and all the way down. This will be another icing against the Cardinals. And yet again, tired players will have to stay on the ice. And there is no timeout now. To help them out here. Panthers have had a lot of pressure here after giving up that game-tying goal. 4:06 to go in the third, 3-3 to score. After we had one goal in the first 40 minutes of play, we've had five in this third period. Panthers win the draw, back to the point. A shot now, the Cardinals will get a save as Daugherty's shot went right into the midsection of Dawson Spriggings. Shots are 27-21 in favor of the Panthers. Faceoff will be to the right of Dawson Spriggings. It'll be Jake Charles to take the draw, and he lost it to Luke Babcock. But Charles spins one around in front and hits the side net to the point for Gogan. His shot catches the boards behind the net. Rebound eventually corralled by Dominic Oliver. Can't clear the zone, though. Stepping ahead with this one is Daugherty. Daugherty tried to send one out in front. Everybody jamming at it. And Spriggings eventually going to jump on it and hold on for a faceoff. And everybody just settles down. 3:40 to go, third period. Still tied at three. This third period's been wild, to say the least. Santi will now take this draw against Marcette. And Marcette gets kicked out of the circle. Doesn't like it. Stepping in to take it is Ojevolk. Off the draw, shot riser goes wide. Yeah, good keep there by Cage. Centering pass is blocked down up the half boards and eventually does get out to center and we get a whistle. And I'm not quite sure why. So either way, it'll be a neutral zone faceoff with 3:26 to go in the third. And now Evan Newgold will take the draw, and he'll do it against James Klein. Daugherty in the first, Najjar and Newgold here in the third for the Panthers. Malinowski, Klein, and Oliver all in the third for the Cardinals. It's 3-3. Panthers had a 2-0 lead. The Cardinals came back to tie it. Panthers retook the lead at 3-2 before Wesleyan got another one back to tie it at 3. This now is Vinny Giasanti. Gains the red line, dumps in, and goes in after it. Giasanti watched by Malinowski. Goes back to the point for a Gogan drive that goes wide. Rebound, here's Cage. Cage slings one towards the goal. New goal was set up in front, but the shot was blocked off and out the center. Now both sides just battling everywhere they can. The centering pass chopped down a little bit. Najjar on it. Najjar tried to set one up for the cutting Neary, but that missed the mark. And a loose puck, hits a loose stick on the ice and nearly went on goal. 2:25 to go, third period, tied at three. This misses everybody all the way down. No icing, though. A sharp angle shot that Moorfield Yee will just grab out of the air and hold on. With 2:18 to go in the third, it was a low-scoring first two periods. It's turned into a 3-3 shootout here in the third. Jim Ty back in the studio has got a whole bunch of goal highlights to cut up here for this one. Off the draw, Panthers win it. Sent around, it's Fishman. Fishman still with it. He comes into the neutral zone and then across the line. A shot gloved down and held on by Spriggings, and we get another whistle. 2:06 to go in the third. Wesleyan has used their timeout already. Still one in the pocket of Neil Sinclair should he choose to use it. Panthers off the draw trying to set up the forecheck. Couldn't quite do so. Loose puck out into the neutral zone. Neary, Fishman, and now Neary back in the Panther end. A few passes and a cross-ice dump in. Going in after this one is Yablong. He gets bumped off the puck. On it is Charles. Jake Charles tried to center one. It's blocked off. Now everybody scraps at it behind, and the referee, Andy O'Brien, needs to get out of the way. Fishman now down to the ice right in front of the Zamboni door, and eventually we get a whistle and a stoppage of play with 1:28 to go in the third period and some pushing and shoving afterwards. And some players chirping afterwards. The chirpies being Zach Haggerty and Luke Babcock. This faceoff will come out into the neutral zone at the faceoff circle right in front of the scorer's area. Newgold wins the draw, sent into the zone by Najjar. Around the net it goes. Chopped along the wall by Tydingo and eventually up and all the way down. This will be an icing. And another face-off in the Wesleyan zone with 1:15 to go in the third of a 3-3 game. You had to expect this out of Wesleyan. They've, even though they're 0-6-4, keep in mind, 8 of their 10 games have either been ties or one-goal losses. So you had to expect it. In front, ooh, an opportunity. New goal just couldn't drag it on, pull the toe drag onto the forehand. Now at the point, this one knocked around a little bit and eventually cleared up and out of the zone. Last minute in the third here in a 3-3 game. Morissette tries to send up and instead it gets rejected. Here is Jasanti. We need Jasanti with it, right wing circle. A cross ice pass was behind Daugherty and now a foot race the other direction. It's a 2-on-1. Moving an opportunity, not able to control the pass was Terry Durkin. And it's still a centering pass, a riser that goes wide of the net. Off the stick of Klein. 27 seconds to go, third period, tied at 3. Najjar, that pass behind and eventually sent in by Lyman. Back behind the net, Spriggings sets it up with 16 to go. To the right side, eventually onto it, Klein. He tried to find a pass to Carlacci. It missed, no icing. 8 seconds to go in the third here, and this looks like we are going to overtime. A long all the way down, and that's going to... Looks like it's going to do it. The whistle was blown. I don't think they're going to put a tenth of a second back up on the scoreboard, so that'll end regulation. Tied at 3. Shots on goal in that third period. In a wild and wacky third period, which saw Wesleyan score 3 goals and Middlebury 2. The shots in the third period, 14 for Middlebury. That's a 3-period total of 32. And for Wesleyan, 6. It's a 3-period total of 22. And so we go to overtime, tied at 3. And of course, they'll play the normal 5-a-side overtime rules, 5 minutes. If there is no, if nobody scores after the 5 minutes, it ends in a tie. Gives us a good chance while we're waiting for it to check the other NESCAC action that's going on. And that there is a couple of other games to keep an eye on. We got the other game of NESCAC standings that matters. Late in the third, Williams still leads Trinity 3-2. Connecticut College is up on Manhattanville 4-3 midway through the third at last report. Here it's 3-3 as we head to overtime. Overtime records, the Cardinals are 0-1-4. Manhattanville, a Marshall goal back on January 2nd, beat them. And just last weekend for the lone overtime loss, they're 0-1-4. And the Panthers on the season, 0-0-3 in overtime. New goal, the center, Jasanti and Najjar. Klein centering Lima and Matthews for the Cardinals as we start overtime. The defense pairings, it's Neary and Fishman for the Panthers. It's Yablong and Malinowski for the Cardinals as we start things here. 5 more minutes of overtime, now less obviously as play has gotten started. Jasanti left wing side. Sends down, trying to find Newgold. Instead, the puck gets wrapped all the way around. Fishman keeps in. Newgold behind the net. Centering pass is deflected up and out to center ice. Retreating for this one, Fishman. Fishman feathers a pass ahead to Jasanti. Right wing side, Najjar. Najjar feathers one towards goal, and that's just easily held on to by Spriggins, and we get a whistle. 4:17 to go in overtime, tied at 3. 1 goal through the first 40 minutes of play, and then all mayhem broke loose here in the third, or back in the third. Off the draw. Won by the Panthers. Spencer Cage sends down low into the corner. Jake Charles in after it. Charles, left point Cage. Sends down low for Greenwald. Back for Cage again. He's tied up, though, and the puck does come out to center. Max Greenwald back for it. Cross ice pass, Terry Gogan. Sends up and ahead. This will be an icing. No icing. Is hustling down was Haggerty to wave it off. Haggerty ties up with Tydingo. Loose puck with 3:41 to go in the overtime. Big hit put on behind the net. Middlebury with the puck. To the point, Spencer Cage. Left wing circle for Charles. In front, and a rising shot catches the glass. Charles keeps it in at the point. Falvey shooting, and that gets the glass as well. This one eventually does come up and out the center. A couple opportunities, both over the bar. Panthers regain the zone. Stepping around to check Gogan. Terry Gogan into the corner. He ties up. Eventually, Stevens had it for a moment, and then the puck comes out the center. Neary back for it. Cross ice for McClellan. And the give on off for a Stevens shot that's blocked off. 2:52 left in overtime. Here come the Cardinals back the other way. On the left wing side, Durkin. He tried to put one out front. Couldn't get it there. And Durkin steps to the left wing circle, still with it. Eventually has to go behind the net into the right wing corner for it. Durkin centers a pass out front. Not able to control was White. In the Panther zone here with 2.5 to go in overtime. A couple players shoving away at it. Fishman lost the stick for a moment. Puck around the wall. Malinowski turns around. He fires one off the side of the net. Stepping away from pressure is Falvey. Here's a pass on ahead to Stevens. Travis Stevens into the zone. Stevens still with it. Left wing circle, now corner. He's ridden off the puck as the Panthers are on a line change. Stepping ahead, Malinowski sends into the zone. One forechecker in after it. It's Jancy. Cage now. Spencer Cage to Terry Gogan. Gogan, long pass ahead. A little chip to Jasanti. Tried to leave it off the new goal, but the puck bounced off his over his stick, I should say. 1:41 to go in overtime, tied at 3. Back for it now, Casey. Eric Casey up the wall, only as far as Vinny Jasanti. Tried to go to Cage to point. Jasanti eventually slugs it back around. Mike Najar getting onto it. Evan Newgold in the right wing corner. Sends behind, but puck taken by the Cardinals. And skating ahead with this one is Klein. Klein eventually does get it into the Panthers zone, only as far as Neary. Cross ice to Ron Fishman. Back to Neary, coming up the middle. Cross the red line with 1:10 to go in overtime. Neary gains the zone. Neary centers one out front. Springings makes the save. Oh, and Fishman didn't know if the rebound was coming at him or not. He was peeling back to get into a defensive position. As we hit the last minute play in this game, a long shot catches the glass behind Moorfield Yee's cage. Here come the Panthers with 47 to go in overtime. In the zone is Charles. Peels away. Back out to the point. Cross ice now. Neary at the left point. Greenwald tried to go across the Fishman. That's broken up. And here goes Durkin the other way. A 2-on-2. Terry Durkin. He's got some help coming with him. And then Durkin holds up. Still with it. A shot blocked wide. 25 to go in overtime. Puck down low. It's Marisset. Call Marisset with it. Marisset still with it with 15 to go in overtime. His shot, same made by Moorfield Yee, and he holds on. And that's actually the first shot here in this overtime. A ton of action, and yet that's the only shot of the overtime to this point with 14.4 seconds to go in overtime. And now... And now the Cardinals tried to sneak a couple players on and couldn't do so. They still only have 4 players on the ice. There's a lot of confusion going on here. Finally coming out is Chris White. Falvey to take the draw against Marisset. Marisset wins it clean. Back to the point. On it, Malinowski. Shot, same made more for you. Did not know where the rebound went with 7 seconds going overtime. One last rush. Ahead goes McClellan, but he couldn't get a shot off. 2 seconds and one. And this game ends in a 3-3 tie. Crazy, crazy third period. An exciting overtime. But in the end, only one shot on goal. And not too happy is Terry Gogan. Is he? Slams one of the doors and everybody will line up to shake hands. One shot in the overtime and it was to the Wesleyan Cardinals. Our final score here, the Wesleyan Cardinals 3, the Middlebury Panthers 3. Post game coming up in just a moment. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Foster Motors of Middlebury has been serving Addison County and beyond for over 90 years. Check out their complete line of pre-owned vehicles. If you're looking for a truck, car, or an SUV, Foster Motors has you covered. They've got a huge selection of fully serviced vehicles with warranties, all set for the winter. See them by going to fostermotors.com. Foster Motors, Route 7 South in Middlebury, home of the We Care people.
For just what you need to get all your weekend projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
And I'm Martin Clark from Martin's True Value Hardware.
Well, Martin, time to get out the snow shovels and take care of the driveway.
Snow shovels? Ah, that's kid stuff. How about this new snow blower plus super fast ice melt for the sidewalk?
Martin, it's a small driveway. Don't you think that's a bit overkill?
Nah. It's all clear now. That was super easy. Kathleen, where'd you go?
I'm over here.
Whoops. Sorry about that. Hey, the I'm buried in a snowbank look works for you.
Get me out of here.
sure?
Sure. For everything you need this winter. Ice melt, gloves, space heaters.
And shovels. Go get a shovel.
Right, shovels too. Shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack on West Street in Bristol and Route 7 in Middlebury.
Behind every project is a True Value.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Change is good, especially if you're not happy with the current situation. Bordon Insurance Agency wants to let you know that they'll be there for you if and when you want to make that change. With local agents that live right here in your community. For home, auto, office, farm, boat, you name it, they can provide you with a no-cost, no-obligation review and comparison of all your insurances. Bordon Insurance, Merchants Road, downtown Middlebury, and at BordonInsurance.com. Bordon Insurance, local people insuring local people.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. You're listening to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Oh, it was a rather quiet first two periods here at Kenyon Arena. Turned into a wild third period, 3-3 the final score. And there's a lot to recap in the third period of play. It got started just 2 minutes and 10 seconds in when the Panthers, up 1-0 to that point, doubled their lead. Here's Newgold. Onside. Newgold shot. Panther rebound. Score! Evan Newgold took the shot. The pan save. And the rebound jammed home by Vinny Gisanti. With 17:50 to go in the third period, the Panthers take a 2-0 lead. It was not Vinny Gisanti. It was Mike Najjar scoring the goal. His first of the season. Newgold and Gisanti, the assists at 2:10, made it 2-0 Panthers. Well, minute 19 later, Wesleyan would get on the board themselves and cut the lead in half. Panthers with a 2-0 lead, but now Wesleyan gets the puck into the Middlebury zone. Opportunity out front, puck knocked off and eventually back to the point. Yablong shot goes wide. Rebound corralled by Malinowski. Malinowski couldn't quite control. Bouncing puck now, it's loose in front. A setting pass, score! On the doorstep, Chad Malinowski off a nice pass. It was a mini 2-on-0 down low. And with 16:31 to go in the third, Wesleyan has gotten that goal back. It's now 2-1. A mini 2-on-0 is just a bouncing puck that eventually got controlled by Jancy. He centered it to Malinowski, stuffed it home past the sprawling Liam Moorfield Yee. So Malinowski's third of the season from Jancy at 3:29 made it 2-1. Would hold that way for almost 6 minutes, 5 minutes and 40 seconds if you want to be exact. And then the Wesleyan Cardinals would even the score in this game. Puck wrapped around as we hit the 11-minute mark in the third period. 2-1 Panthers with the lead. Skating in with this one, Klein. James Klein into the Panther zone, the left wing shot. The sharp angle shot goes in. It was a sharp angle shot, and it went in the net. And with 10:51 to go in the third, the Cardinals have tied it at 2. Can honestly say I don't know what hole it found on Liam Moorfield Yee, because I thought he had the post covered rather well from our angle up here. But somehow Klein found a spot on him and it went in. Klein's fifth from Matthews at 9:09 tied the game at 2. That lasted all of 51 seconds when the captain decided to take matters into his own hands and put the Panthers back on top. Back for this now, Gogan. Cross-ice path, Panthers onside. Hurried shot, save. He's gone! The rebound! Knocking it out of mid-air is the captain, Evan Newgold. And with 10 minutes exactly to go in the third period, the Panthers have regained the lead. It's now 3-2. Great piece of hand-eye coordination from Evan Newgold as the initial shot by Vinny Gisanti was saved by the goaltender Dawson Springings, but it popped up in the air, and that's where Newgold just swatted at the puck and knocked it in on the rebound. Newgold's third from Jasanti and Gogan at 10 minutes even gave the Panthers a 3-2 lead, a lead that would last all of a minute 33 seconds when, in a scramble behind, a rookie gets his first collegiate goal. Center ice play. It's a tie-up right in front of the Wesleyan bench with 8:37 to go in the third period. The Cardinals now have it. Jancy sends into the zone. First one after it, Cage. He's bumped off behind the net. Oh, and rapid front score! It was a scramble behind the net. Moorfield Yee lost the puck. And stuffing it home, I believe, was Dominic Oliver. And so with 8:27 left to go in the third, this game is tied at 3. And indeed was Dominic Oliver. The freshman gets his first career goal. Luke Babcock, his first career assist at 11:33, tied the game at 3. And then that's all the scoring we had. Only one shot in overtime, despite all the excitement we had in the overtime session. Shots in the third period, Middlebury to 14-6 advantage. The one shot in overtime belonged to Wesleyan. Game totals, Middlebury had 32 shots, and Wesleyan had 23. Stars of the game, and a look ahead to tomorrow afternoon when we come back. You're listening to Middlebury College Hockey on the One Credit Union Panthers Radio Network.
Addison County Commission Sales is a locally owned and operated livestock auction service. The Wisnowski family has been serving Addison County farmers and surrounding area for over 65 years. Livestock sales are held every Monday and Thursday starting at 3 p.m. Livestock trucking, free herd appraisals, and dairy replacement are also available upon request. Addison County Commission Sales. Visit them on Route 125 in East Middlebury. For more details, go to accscattle.com.
The old New Year's resolution, a chance to step back, reset, and make a conscious decision about living a better life. You know, being a better version of yourself, trying new things, making a change. Hello, everybody. It's Alan Buzz Busby from Poulin Auto Sales and Service. And 2015 was the year of change for us. And it's been an amazing experience. We've just finished one of the best months ever. So our New Year's resolution for 2016, well, is to continue to expand, make good, honest deals, and really focus on changing the way you feel about buying a car. Like I've said before, it's a simple process, and we're really good at it. So if your New Year's resolution includes a new-to-you car or truck, head to PoulinAutoSales.com. Check out our inventory and give us a call. I personally look forward to working with you. Poulin Auto Sales and Service, East Berry Road in Berry, and on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, changing the way you feel about buying a car.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
3-3, our final score here between Middlebury and Wesleyan. Brent Luthner back here at Kenyon Arena. The stars of the game brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury, locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Our third star of tonight's game will come from the opposition, getting his first collegiate goal. It's always a big thing. We'll give the number 3 star to number 8, Dominic Oliver, getting the game-tying goal on that stuff attempt there in the third period. Second star of the game will go to the Panthers, number 18, Vinny Jasanti. 3 assists on the evening for Vinny, and he came into the 2016 calendar portion with no assists in his collegiate career, and no, he's got 4 in the last 2 games. So Jasanti, the number 2 star. Evan Newgold, the captain, a goal and 2 assists, is our number 1 star. Evan Newgold had the goal, it would be the go-ahead goal only momentarily, but it did not hold up as Oliver potted home the game-tying goal. But Evan Newgold is our number 1 star of the game. That is the stars of the game, brought to you by the National Bank of Middlebury. locally owned and locally operated by people you know. Sets us up for tomorrow afternoon, a 4 p.m. face-off against the Trinity Bantams. If you want to know what they did, well, Trinity lost. It's a final score now. Williams beat Trinity in Williamstown this evening by a final count of 3-2. Trinity had a 2-0 lead in that game, and then Williams scored three goals in a 2-minute and 50-second span to get the win. Two of those were power play goals. In fact, there were four of the five goals in that game was scored in the power play. Both of Trinity's goals were with the man advantage as well. But Williams beats Trinity 3-2. And so now Williams is back in first place with Middlebury in second and Trinity in third as Trinity comes into town tomorrow afternoon. That's a 4 o'clock start. And, of course, we will have the LaBerge Insurance Agency pregame show at 3:30. With that one. But it's going to be interesting because Middlebury thought they should have had both points here tonight. They didn't. Trinity, I'm sure, thought they should have had the game against Williams. And if not for a 3-minute span in the second period, could have been different there. But they don't get that win. They get the loss there. And so they're going to look to bounce back. It should be a very competitive game here tomorrow afternoon at Kenyon Arena. The only other score that was going on, it's also a final. Connecticut College beat Manhattanville 4-3 in Rye, New York earlier today. One last bit of bookkeeping. There were two shots on goal apiece. They adjusted it now. Two shots on goal apiece for both Wesleyan and Middlebury. 33-24, the final shots in favor of the Panthers in this one. Power plays, Wesleyan had the only one. They did not convert. So Wesleyan 0-for-1, Middlebury did not get a power play opportunity. Second time this year that the Panthers have not had a power play opportunity in a game. Our final score here, 3-3 between Middlebury and Wesleyan. Jim Ty back at the studio. Thanks as always for making the broadcast sound as great as it always does. My name is Brett Luthner. Until tomorrow afternoon here from Kenyon Arena, we will see you once again. The final score, Middlebury Panthers 3 and the Wesleyan Cardinals 3. Good night from Kenyon Arena.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. Panther Hockey all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by One Credit Union Invergence. Today, tomorrow, together. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge, join the movement and support local farms. Eustis Farm Supply and Hardware, proudly started and run by the Eustis family of Bridport. Bordon Insurance of Middlebury, home of the co-op chicks for all your insurance needs. Addison County Commission Sales, Addison County's premier destination for Vermont livestock. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your True Value hardware store. Autumn Gold on Main Street in Middlebury, the Earth's most beautiful gifts. The National Bank of Middlebury, offering accounts for every stage of life to meet your financial needs in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes. LaBerge Insurance, for all your insurance needs, Washington Street in Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 in Middlebury. Desabray Cleaners, Exchange Street in Middlebury, committed to helping you. Della Motorsports in Plattsburgh, your motorsports headquarters. And Pool and Auto Sales on Shelburne Road in South Burlington, great cars, better selection.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.